The AM 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
It's time now for Northview Football, this game being brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com, Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Now it's time for Northview Football.
Good evening. Welcome to Northview High School broadcast on WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. We're down in Jasper, Indiana, as your Northview Knights have traveled south to Jerry Brewer Field to take on the Jasper Wildcats. Jacob, what a beautiful night for football. Temperature's about 53 degrees here at about 7 o'clock. Probably dropped off a degree or two here. The stands are starting to fill up. What a beautiful facility.
Hey, a brisk October night, but I tell you what, Friday Night Lights makes it worth it. There's always a buzz in the air when it's sectional time, and I'm so excited to do this with you, Brad. It's going to be a great night here in Jasper, Indiana.
Yep, here we go. The Knights come into Jasper 6-3. The Wildcats 5-3. Sectional 24 pairings. Couldn't have drew it up any better. The winner of this game stays at home next week to take on either Evansville Wrights or Evansville Central. Jacob, last week, tough loss as we traveled to Indian Creek, and you know we were in the game. We ended up losing by 4 points. What an outstanding prep that was. I know every fan wants a W going into sectionals. Every coach wants a W going into sectionals. But you know what? That put a little fire in a kid named Corbin Allen, and that kid's on a mission tonight to do something different, and that's come away from here with a W and extend his junior career.
Oh, heck yeah. Hey, four-quarter Corbin. You know, that's how we know him. He's showed out all year. But I tell you, one of the things we've talked about all season long is that you have to overcome adversity. Last week, we had a pretty decent game, but there was a lot of adverse things that happened. One of our best players gets kicked out of the game. He can't play tonight, and Elias Gordon. That's going to hurt him, but I guarantee you that they're ready. Next guy up, Jonathan Bradford, did such a great job filling in that role that Elias Gordon left, and I look for him to have a great game tonight. But all season long, they've had to overcome adversity. Yep, everybody was riding them off from the start, and they took that. They put that chip on their shoulder, and they worked even harder because they want to come out. They don't just want to be one and done. They want to win this whole thing, and it all starts tonight. I'm excited to see this Knights team ready to go.
Yeah, starting off the season with two losses, everybody said, wow, Northview, I thought they was going to be a little better than that. But those two losses came from two powerhouses in 5A Terre Haute North and 4A Evansville Memorial. Both teams had, you know, was really good games. We lost Terre Haute North by a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and then we lost that game to Evansville Memorial, who's went on to be 8-1, and their only loss come in an overtime field goal to Evansville Central, 23-20. Besides that, they've pretty much beat everybody handedly. They beat this Jasper Wildcats team in week one 35-20, and two of the touchdowns Jasper had come in the fourth quarter. So, as much as I do, that was probably either subs on defense or the coach being week one making a lot of changes. That Evansville Memorial game against Northview, we only allowed 24 points in that high-powered offense, who Jacob has put up 40, 35, 27, 42, you know, They got the number. They know what they're doing. You talked a little bit about players being not eligible tonight. Coach Rates told me down there when I was talking to him before the game, you know, having Elias suspended for one game, last week counted and this week being one game, it's going to make changes, but it's going to give, like you said, Jonathan Bradford a chance to step up. It's also going to give a couple other players opportunity to come in on the defensive side. Last week, Jonathan Bradford came in, ended up being player of the game. He had two spectacular catches as the Knights were making that clawing comeback at Indian Creek. One thing that I noticed when I was down there on the field, there's a kid out here besides Corbin Allen that's got just as much fire and just as much will to win, and that's Zach Calandrilla, the Zach Attack. Zach's been sick all week, been a little under the weather. You can't even tell it. Him and Parker Jordan were barking at each other like two ravaged canines. So it's going to be something. We're going to paint the picture a little bit. We'll give you a little bit more insight on what's going on down here in Jasper. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We're going to pay tribute to some of our sponsors. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has
immediate guys, what's the records of these teams again?
At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour.
6-3 and 5-3.
And great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Brewer Field, Jasper, Indiana. Sectional number 24, your Northview Knights taking on the Jasper Wildcats. You know, Jacob, we talked a little bit in the opening about some of the players, the ones to watch. You know, one player tonight that I look to have another outstanding game, he's made a turn in his position playing, and that, you know, happened. We, you know, really noticed it in Sullivan, and that was Keegan Garrison, the quarterback for this Northview team. Keegan's done something this year that, you know, he didn't get a lot of opportunity to do the last couple years because of Trey Shaw. He's stepped up in big situations and either thrown a ball deep or scrambled, something that we knew he could do, but he doesn't have that blazing speed like Trey Shaw. He wanted to play like he'd watched. He wanted to try to, you know, shake and bake and cut and spin and stuff like that. And now he's realized you see a gap, you go.
Oh, most definitely. It's been fun to watch Keegan grow this season. And he's a guy, like you said, from the start of the season to now, he is a completely different player. I mean, he went from Arnold Schwarzenegger to now he's the Terminator. That's pretty much how he's been. And I tell you, we talked about it game one. That we got to broadcast, so technically game two. But he has got an absolute rocket cannon of an arm, whatever symbol you want to use, he can gun the ball. He's kind of like a Patrick Mahomes with his arm, and he's pretty accurate, and it's been awesome to see him connect on some of these deep passes here the past couple of weeks, hitting guys in the corner of the end zone from 30, 40 yards out, and it's been fun to watch. It's electric. It's dynamite, as we like to say, for our defense, but, you know, Keegan is such a staple in any team that he's a part of. He's a leader on the baseball team. He's a leader on the football team. Wherever he is, he's a leader, and, you know, what he does, the guys are going to follow, and he's one of those guys that I'm glad he's wearing the maroon, black, and white.
Yep. Another player that not on the roster anymore with Northview. You won't hear us call his name tonight, and that's Bryler Metz. Bryler excused himself from the team per coach rates, so another position there to step up for our players, and we're anxious to see who fills that role. The Knights' offensive line has been solid. The offensive line led by the sophomore center, and that is big number 73. That's Landon Falk, 6'1", 330 pounds. To his right, in the right guard position, is Colton McKee. Colton McKee wears number 52. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 200 pounds. And the right tackle, number 70, Dylan Zinko, a junior, 6', 270 pounds. On the left side of the line, you've got Zach Calandrilla in the right guard position. Calandrilla plays both sides of the football. He's a senior, 6', 205 pounds. And on the left, offensive end on the left side, or tackle, I'm sorry, tackle, we're number 55. We call him the Bus, Bowen Bussing. Senior, 6', 295 pounds. We have an offensive line of a combined or an average weight of 278 pounds. Now that is high school beef.
Hey, that's a bunch of units on that line. And I tell you, if you're the opposing defense, you don't like going to war with them every Friday night. And that's another thing that's so great about this team. And they don't get nearly as much credit as they deserve. And that's something that you and I try to do is give them props. But being a lineman is not easy. Being an offensive lineman is not easy. And a lot of these great runs and these great offense plays that you see at any level of football, but especially for us, it's because they got that big hole to use.
Yep.
And that you got to give credit to your offensive line, and it's awesome, and it's been fun to see them grow as well. And be looking for four-quarter Corbin to be able to utilize those big gaps that this offensive line is supplying.
Tight end position tonight will be Jonathan Bradford filling in for Elias Gordon and also playing a little bit of the offensive tight end position will be number 44. And I'm not exactly sure who's wearing that number tonight. I don't have it. Do you have it on that sheet? Because I don't see it here. I got an old roster, and they got Noah Miner and Jonathan Bradford, the only two listed. So you got Bradford wearing number 29. Jonathan's a senior, 5'7", 185 pounds. And quarterback tonight will be none other than Keegan Garrison. Keegan wears number 10. He's a junior, 6', 200 pounds. Running backs tonight will be the one, the only, four-quarter Corbin. Corbin Allen wearing 26. He's a junior, 5'10", 185 pounds. As your receivers, you've got 31, the Zach Brown band. Zach Brown, he's a senior, 5'8", 170 pounds. Also, as a receiver, a sophomore wearing number 8. That's Josh Wright, 6'1", 155 pounds. And last but not least is running back facility also, and that is Jonathan Bradford. He'll be sharing a little bit of running back position, number 29. Well, Jacob, here comes the Jasper Band, something the Northview Knights have seen a lot of over the years. Jasper puts together a big band like we do, and they're very fun to watch. While they take their procession out on the field, we'll pay tribute to our great sponsors. Tonight's sponsor for the scoreboard is none other than Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane Trailers of the Brazil and Terre Haute are proud sponsors of the scoreboard. Our player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. And tonight I want the player of the game to be the entire Northview Knights as we move on to next week.
Yes, sir.
We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Whether buying or selling property, Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com.
Hometown Pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy.
Downtown Brazil.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Brewer Field in Jasper, Indiana. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Jacob, one of the things we've been waiting on all season, and that's sectional football. The Knights did what they needed to in regular season. They, you know, won their side of the WIC. Now in postseason, we got to revenge that loss last week as we fell to Indian Creek. One thing that I see a little different tonight, looking at the Jasper depth chart and looking at their, you know, their record and stuff. They got their quarterback is somebody that, you know, we got to look out forward to because, I mean, look out for because he runs forward and runs for a lot of yards. Their quarterback, number 12, Blake Mann, just a junior, 6'2", 168 pounds, averaging 86 yards rushing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they got a good taste of a great athlete last week with Indian Creek, and I think that's going to really prepare him for today, especially like the guy you just mentioned. And let's see if this dynamite defense can revamp itself. It's been a little A little cold of late, but you know what? No better time to spark the dynamite than right now in sectional time.
That's right. A lot of Knights fans over there in the bleachers looking straight across from us in this beautiful facility down here at Alumni, Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium. And I'll tell you what, Jacob, you can't get a better night for football. You know, all week the weather forecast looked like it was going to be rainy and cold down here, and then it pushed all kind of off to the north, and it bypassed everything. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I feel sorry for anybody tomorrow that's not a fish because it's going to be a wet one.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, you know, one thing about high school football, it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's always on Friday night. And tune in next Friday night if we get through this sectional and we get on to next week's semifinal. We will be at home. So make note of that. If we win tonight, or when we win tonight, we will be at home next week. But always tune in to WAMB and listen as Jacob and Brad, myself, bring you Northview Athletics. Well, I thought they were presenting the callers. They got something crazy going on here tonight. They got the flags out on the field, but they're announcing the starters. Looking ahead, Jacob, we've got the schedule come out for our first basketball broadcast. Write this down, Tuesday 11th versus Riverton Park. We'll be on the air at 7 p.m. with girls basketball as the Northview Lady Knights take on Riverton Park at Northview. And we'll be on air at 7, tip-offs at 7:15. Come out and support them if you're in town. If not, tune in to WAMB Radio. A lot of people always ask it on Facebook and Twitter and stuff before the game gets started, how can we listen if we're not in Brazil or Terre Haute? You can always listen online at WAMBRadio.com. That's www.WAMBRadio.com. Or listen on the AM side, 1130, 106.9, 99.5 FM on the FM dial. Jacob, we picked up a couple sponsors last week. Like to thank them for coming on board. That's Darla Campbell of Hometown Realty in Brazil. Experience matters at Hometown Realty. And Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. You can listen every Friday night to WAMB for Coach Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk. Comes on the air at 9:30, goes off at midnight. It's all about Indiana High School, College, Pro Sports, and it's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Tonight, you'll probably get about a half of the Bob Lovell show because this 8 o'clock kickoff is going to push us back. I figure we'll get out of here. The game will end sometime around 10 p.m., and we'll have our post-game show and the winning interview with Coach Rates, and then we'll hightail it back to the God's country back up in Clay County. Well, Jacob, I made a prediction. You've made a prediction. The predictors got it, 28-21 Jasper. So I was a little different on that. I want our Northview Knights to win. I want us to come out of here with a 24-21 win. But I told you, coming down, with the changes and everything, you know, my prediction is going to be a little bit different, but we're going to see after the game. We're going to keep our predictions to ourselves. We don't want to jinx anybody because a lot of times that happens in broadcasting. So right now I'm going to tell you 24-21 Jasper, but they're going to lose. We're going to take a commercial break because they're getting ready to pay tribute to the great nation we live in. We'll be right back on WAMB.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you
ready? How close are we to the national anthem?
Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money.
We'll just come back to you, right?
Shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns.
4 minutes.
You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. Well, they are going to hold the national anthem until 7:52, Jacob, so we can talk a little bit more about the game ahead of us. Northview, one thing that's been key besides their dynamite defense, and that's been the running game of Corbin Allen. Corbin has just been lightning. He's, you know, he's one of those kids that after initial contact picks up 3 to 5 yards. That's something that it's hard to find in high school football.
Oh, yeah, and it's hard for defenses to stop. He's a guy that he just refuses to go down. When most guys would go down, he usually gets about 3 to 4 more yards. So he's an absolute stud. And like I said about most of the team, it's good to have him in maroon, white, and black. So.
All right, they're going to play the national anthem. We're going to let you listen in to the Jasper Wildcats band as they play the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the playing of our national anthem as we honor America and those who serve to protect our freedoms. The national anthem will be performed tonight by the Jasper High School Marching Band under the direction of Senior Drum Major Abby Fisher.
Wow, what a performance by the Jasper Wildcats band. Jacob, I hope this is the last time that band performs on Friday night for Jasper. I hope we get to see NMK next week in Clay County.
I'm right there with you, and I tell you what, that was a beautiful rendition. Hair on my arms are standing up, and I guarantee you Jasper will probably be facing off against NMK at Lucas Oil Stadium coming up here soon.
Yep, and we got to wish that at Knights, you know, I don't know so far. I knew I was going to look that up this week, and I didn't get it done, but I know looking at Facebook and stuff, they've won first or golden, I think, in every competition so far this year. They have a neat performance. I watched a little clip of video the other day. They got stage coaches and wagons and everything else. So hopefully we get to see that played out live next week at Northview. Well, we got 6 minutes till kickoff. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to your broadcast of Sectional 24. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob. Jacob, look over there at all the Northview Knights that made the trek down here to Jasper. And, you know, with 157 being closed, we took a little scenic route and went down through – Clay City in round 48 and came across, but wasn't a bad drive down.
No, not at all. I got to get used to the Southern Indiana drive back when I first started college, and though it was always a long drive, it was something I always was thankful for because it was beautiful no matter the season, whether it be spring, winter, fall, you know, it didn't matter. It was always a beautiful scenic route, and it was nice to be able to relive that tonight coming down to Jasper.
Yep, with the leaves changing colors, it's beautiful. It makes me think about my girlfriend, Tara. She's going to be driving down tonight and into they're going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee for her birthday weekend. Got to wish Tara a happy birthday if she's listening. But that's going to be a beautiful drive down. I love watching, you know, seeing the colors change and stuff in the fall. But, you know, we had a dry start to fall, so everything turned green, or everything that was green just fell off. Once we got that rain a week ago Monday, things really started to brighten up. And, boy, besides the pine needles all falling and making a mess, the leaves sure do look pretty. Well, we give you the starting offense, starting defense for the Northview Knights. The front four will have one little change tonight, as I've not seen who they listed that was going to be the tight end filling in for Elias Gordon. But defensively, on the end, we've got 53, Zach Calandrilla. Defensive tackle, Bowen Bussing. Nose guard, Isaac Torbert. Defensive end, Noah Miner. So Miner's listed as starting defensive end. Linebackers, a sophomore in Parker Jordan and a junior in 50, Parker Jordan, and a sophomore in 42, Braxton Sampson. And Sampson has been on a tear, picking up, I forget what his dad said, his sixth interception last week, I think it was, but just a breakout season for Braxton Sampson. Strong safeties, Jonathan Bradford. Free safeties, Corbin Allen. In the slot, you've got Zach Brown. He'll be, you know, back and forth. And then your cornerbacks, Dylan White and Josh Wright, both sophomores as well. Zach Brown, your senior, he bounces around. He's played, you know, he's a wing guy, so he plays about anywhere. But that defense, we coined them at the beginning of the year, the dynamite defense, and tonight they got to make an explosion.
Yeah, they got to be ready to come out firing, punching first, because this Jasper Wildcat offense is going to be ready to try to score as much as they can, and it's going to be this dynamite defense to blow up any possibility of that. So we'll see if they're ready. I guarantee you they are.
Yep. So the Knights warming up a little bit more, and you can see the quarterback in Keegan Garrison standing about his 46, 47-yard line and throwing it to an Elias Gordon, who's standing down about the 15, 10-yard line. And, well, there he's dropping back to the 49 and is going to throw it in the end zone. So there's that cannon we talked about, Keegan Garrison. One other guy we got to mention, he's a senior and he wears number 6, and he does the kicking duties. He's the kicker and the punter, and that's Stephen Thomas. He was our player of the game early in the season. He was the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer player of the game. We don't want to see that tonight unless it's a 54-yard field goal to win the game.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if I make any prediction right this year, it's going to be this one. It's going to happen. Stephen Thomas, if memory serves me correct, he's yet to kick an actual field goal for us. He's kicked plenty of point afters. Tonight he is going to kick, and he's going to connect on a field goal that is going to be absolutely big for us, and it's going to help us win this game. I'm throwing the hammer down on that. Locked in. You heard it here first on WAMB. It's going to happen. Stephen Thomas is going to come up big with the cannon of a leg and the boot of a foot, and he's going to come up big, and it's going to be fun to watch.
With November coming right around the corner and Christmas season not too far away, if you want to reach more customers, contact DLC Media. We have 5 Terre Haute radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 WAMB and also on the FM dial at 106.9 and 99.5. Well, here we go, Jacob. 20 seconds to go before the kickoff. We've got a whole crew of officials out here. I didn't see the list. Let's see if they've got them here. It's always a great group whenever you come here. Let's see. Dave Sinning is your white hat. Chris Brunson, Tim Alcorn, David George, and Mark Halsapple are your officials tonight. And, you know, last week was IHSA Officials Week. We've seen a lot of adversity last week. We faced a lot, you know, talking with the parents and stuff, seeing some of the, excuse me, social media stuff. thought it was kind of lopsided on the calls and stuff. I looked at the line after the game and the penalties and stuff. The yardage was pretty much one-sided. I think we were penalized for about like 6 million yards, and they were about like 21. But penalty flags was pretty much even. This, you know, but I still coin back and look at that Elias Gordon double personal foul with the 37-yard mark off, plus the yardage. So that was a big swing. That gave them their touchdown, and that put them up by 14, and put them up by 12. And then we scored with the 2-point conversion, and we trailed by 4, and then we couldn't get it back because of the time. Yeah, and the home clock, the way it was running. So, well, the officials are walking out. Captains are walking out on the field. Captains for the for the Northview Knights are number 10, Keegan Garrison, 55, Bowen Bussing, 53, Zach Calendrill, and 26, Corbin Allen. For Jasper, it's number 7. That is Nathan Rillo. Number 12, that is Blake Mann. And I can't see the other two the way they turned out. We'll try getting them a little credit, but the coin toss is going on. If you want to advertise for basketball season, get on board before November because it's a monthly and you get radio spots. I strongly encourage you, if you're wanting to get people in your business, advertise on Northview Athletics on WAMB. Call the studio, tell them you want to get in on a radio package. Hit Jacob up, hit myself up, you know, we'll get you in the right direction, but a lot of people tune in, a lot of people listen. You know, I'd love to know exactly our numbers. I know the analytics is out there, but I don't believe them all the time. So Jasper has won the toss, and they're going to receive. And Northview's going to kick off. We'll take that. 51 was the other captain for Jasper, that being not on my sheet.
Jasper will be receiving the initial kickoff.
I don't have a 51. 15 was Caden Herm, and let's see if this sheet's got a 50.
51, Carson Park.
Carson Park, there you go. Oh, it's two-sided.
It's two-sided. It's like the Bible.
It. So here we go. The Knights, Steve Thomas, is going to kick off from the 40, and back for Jasper is number 3, Joe Wood, and number 31, that being Isaac Day.
Brad, if I can get one comment in before we kick this off. You know, we just talked about Northview is the statistical underdog going into this game.
Yep.
And I got a saying, if you think you can, you might.
Can. Yep.
If you think you won't, you won't. So you might as well go out there with the confidence and the intensity that you're going to go get the job done. And I guarantee you, Coach Rates has got this team ready to go. And it's going to be a roller coaster of a ride. So strap in, Bradley, because we're in for a good one.
Yep, here we go. Set to kickoffs. Thomas whistles off. Knights are fired up. I'm fired up. Here we go. And the kick's off, and it's a deep one. It's going to be fielded at the 10, 15, 20. Up to the 25, and he's tackled by Ike Torbert. Ike Torbert in on the tackle. And number 34, that being Noah Miner. So that return was by Joe Wood, and the Wildcats will have the ball first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Guys and gals driving in listening to us, if you can't find the field, it's not at the high school. Google it. It'll tell you where Jerry Brewer Field is. So here we go. First and 10. Man takes a snap. He's going to keep it around the right side. He gets pushed back in by Bradford. We got a hold, but no flag. He steps out of bounds. There is the flag. I didn't see it. He just dropped it right out of his pocket. That one's going to come back. It's going to be a pickup of 18, but that's for nil. So that's going to help. Look at that down marker over there glowing on the sideline. Lit up down marker. I've never seen one, not even in professional sports.
Yeah, this is an interesting setup. I tell you, you got to give props. I know we're rivals and a lot of things, but Jasper, they're hospitable, and they have beautiful facilities. And by golly, that's the icing on the cake when you got a digital chain out there. Yep. That's something else.
So the penalty was at the 35. That'll be a loss of 5, and it'll remain first down. So it'll be first down and 15 for the Wildcats. First penalty was against the Wildcats, and we like to see that, but it was blatant right in front of it.
Yep. Yeah, the Dynamite defense caught a break on that, a little slip up on some tackles. We had what I thought looked like a pretty good coverage, and he just got right on by. So thank God for that hole.
Yeah,
well, see if we can capitalize
if,
here.
If Bradford wouldn't have been tackled, it wouldn't have been that big a hole.
Yep.
So here we go. First and 15. Man's your quarterback. He drops back to pass. We got another flag, and we got a false start. That's going to make it first and 20. Penalty against the Wildcats. That's on number 31. And that makes it first down and 20 from the 20-yard line. Well, I like it so far.
I do too. I was about to say, I was looking for the head coach's name and can't find it on paper, but he can't be happy right now.
Right
two
here.
Penalties,
right.
Two penalties right to right. I'd say it was probably Coach Shelton. He's the first one on the list, but it doesn't say if it's the head coach. We're going to go with it.
Man on the option, pitches it outside. Wow, he breaks it up the middle. He's at the 40, the 30, the 50. Knocked out of bounds by 31. That's
Zach Brown.
And who was that on the carry? Was it number... Number 11, yep, that was Colin Cassidy. Colin Cassidy gets the ball up to the 46-yard line, so that's a pickup of 34 for Cassidy.
Yeah, not what you want to see if you're in the maroon, silver, and white, but you know what? You got to fight back. You got to learn from it, and let's see if we can get him here.
Nice option there by Mann. He sold it well. If he wouldn't have pitched it, he was going to be floored by Zach Calandrilla. So here we go. Man in the shotgun. He's going to keep it running right. It's another read option. Calandrilla flushes him out and tackles. He falls on the ground, and it's out of bounds. Fumbled out of bounds. Nice poke away there by Zach Calandrilla. He's going to pick up five. So that is Joe Wood picking up five.
Good to see the Zach attack, though, coming out aggressive on that tackle. And he did strip the ball a little bit, just fell out of bounds before the Knights could recover. But it's good to see him healthy. Good to see him going out there.
Yep, so here we go. Second down and two. Man under center. Takes a snap, hands it off right up the middle. That's a carry by Lance Dawkins. Dawkins is going to pick up about six. And that's going to be enough for Wildcats first down.
Yeah, Wildcats are running the ball, are running it well, which I guess it's all they've done so far, and they've been doing a good job even when they had the penalty. They had a decent run, which I know, again, we talked about. Bradford got tackled, so that kind of helped that out. But look for them to utilize that all game.
So it's first and 10 Wildcats at the 33-yard line. Man up under center again. He's got Dawkins lined up behind him, and it's a pitch out to the left side. Forced back in, and Zach Calandrilla says, no, thank you, we're going to stop right here, and that's going to be a tackle of a loss of four. Minus four for Wood on the carry, and Zach Calandrilla with the big tackle.
With the Undertaker body slam, to be exact. What a tackle there by the Zach attack.
That was a wing T set up by the Wildcats. So that makes it second down and 14. So here we go. Man in shotgun. He's got the Dawkins to his right, three receivers right, one to the left. And he's going to keep it around the right side. No option here. It's quarterback keeper. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of five. Pickup of five for Mann. Bradford knocks him out of bounds. And so it's going to make it third and nine. The defense needs a big stop here.
Yeah, this is going to be big. This is something that the Knights have struggled with of late, is having the opposing team in bad position on third down and allowing a conversion. So let's see if we can stop them here and make them roll the dice a little bit on fourth down.
Excuse me if I get a little cough on the air. I'm trying not to. I've got a head cold, came in this week, so bear with me. Man takes the snap. He drops back to pass. He's being hit hard by Calandrilla, and he sneaks away, and he's going to get up to about the 20-yard line and pick up a first down. What a play by the quarterback after being hit hard by Zach Calandrilla. He gets up a pickup of 11, and that's a first down.
Man, you got to tip your cap to Mann right there. I don't know how he stayed on his feet. He was wobbling like he had just been
little
shot
yoga
in the back, and he stayed up, and he, Man, he got the first down. I guess that's all you can say about that. That was a magnificent play right there.
All right, so here we go. That's first down and 10 from the 21. Wildcats have the football, 9:45 to go in the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard. Bowen Bussing has slid into the defensive guard, and Ike Torber is out on the end. Bradford's out on the end. There we go. That's Ike Torber wrapping him up and getting him down this time, and Zach Calandrilla finish him off. That's a carry back to the line of scrimmage. That was by number 10. That's Dawkins, so plus zero for Dawkins.
Let's get a couple more of those.
Yeah, nice way to trip him up there by Ike Torbert, the sophomore. So we got second down and 9. Let's go defense. If you're listening back at home, the Knights are wearing the white and gray pants. What we like the best, the Jasper Wildcats are in black and gold. They're going left to right on the radio dial. We need to push them to the left here. Man under center. Wing T. He's going to read option. He hands it off up the middle, and it's going to be a pickup of about 2 for Dawkins. And he's tackled by number 34, that being Noah Miner.
The senior. He's not wanting this to be his last game. All these seniors, they're out there fighting to stay alive. They want their career to keep on going in the next week.
3rd and 5. So here we go. We need a big stop. 2 receivers are left, double tight end set. Dawkins in the backfield. Way back there, about 6 yards behind. Man, oh, he's hit hard by Ike Torbert. He come in unblocked, and that's a sack for the Torbert.
Read it like a book, had the perfect timing, good read. Yes, sir.
Minus 2 on the sack by the Torpedo, Ike Torbert. He shot in there. So what do you think? Fourth down, you think they're going to go for it? It looks like it. Man takes the play. What a play there by the sophomore, Isaac Torbert.
We need another torpedo play right here.
Smallest kid out there on defense, 5'11", 155 pounds. Here we go, man under center. Tight end left and right, and a guy in the slot. Man's going to drop back to throw. He throws it across middle, incomplete. Northview football. They turn it over on downs. Incomplete pass. Well, the Knights are going to have the ball, 1st and 10 from the 17, and that dynamite defense does their job. They turn it over on downs.
Now it's time to see the combination of the Terminator, Keegan Garrison, four-quarter Corb, yep, and company, the Zach Brown band. We got so many options on this offensive side.
We got Bowen Bussing the bus.
We got the bus. Yep. We got it all.
We got a change already in guard. They got Parker Jordan in there as a left guard. So Calandrilla not playing both sides tonight. Keegan's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to keep it around to the right, and he's going to get up to maybe a plus one. Not very well blocking there on the right side of the line. And they're going to show it at the line of scrimmage. So plus zero for Garrison. And that makes it 2nd down and 10. So here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. He's got Bradford and Allen in the backfield beside him. Josh Wright to the near side. Zach Brown to the far side. It's a throw out to Josh Wright. He catches it 20, still on his feet, up to the 23, maybe the 24, tackled by number 15. That's Caden Herm, and that's going to be a pickup of 6 for Josh Wright.
Nice little precision pass there from Garrison.
Yep.
Right on the money. Like to see it. Now let's move the chains here.
So here we go. 3rd down and 4. Knights are in the huddle. Clock's our friend tonight.
Yep.
We don't want Jasper having the football. We got to give our defense a chance to breathe as well. So here we go. Zach Calandrilla comes back in as the left guard. Garrison, shotgun. He's going to throw it again. Drops back. He throws it across the middle. Corbin Allen, they just misses him. Little short, and it's an incomplete pass. That's going to make it 4th and 5, and Stephen Thomas will come in to punt.
Yeah, I was about to say, we hadn't seen four-quarter Corbin quite yet, which I know he tried to pass right there, and I don't know, very, very, very seldom do you not see him running, but you talked about earlier on the way up here, or down here rather, that he was in a boot all week, so he might be
a little jittery.
Yep, a little jittery, kind of nursing an injury, but let's hope that he gets back to his form here.
So here we go. Fourth down, and he's punting from the 7-yard line. Stephen Thomas, McKee, your long snapper. It's a high snap. Thomas got it, and he kicks it, and it's a good one. It's going to be a fair catch called for, and it's going to be caught at the 48-yard line, and that's where Jasper will have it at the 48-yard line. Got to thank our sponsors, Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. So here comes the Dynamite defense, first and 10 from the 48.
Big defensive stand here. Let's get this ball back in the hands of the Terminator, Keegan Garrison, and let's try to put some points on the board here.
So man in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it. Pitches out to the right side. Here comes Zach Brown to trip him up. Going to be a pickup of seven. Pickup of seven there for Albrin. I think that's how you pronounce that. Albrin. So Albrin and Zach Brown with the tackle. So it's going to be second down and three. So the ball's on the 41-yard line with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. On your Great Dane scoreboard, it's 0-0. So three receivers left, one to the near side. Man takes the snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. Breaks a tackle. Ike Torbert wrestles him down about the 32-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of nine for Mann. And that's another Wildcats first down. Well, we need a stop. We got them down to 21 last time, or the 17, and stopped them. Let's do it again. Got to thank Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Need a quote? Give Chad a call, 812-208-3244. Man in the shotgun. He's got Dawson to his left, three receivers to the left. He's going to throw it. And he draws, nothing there. He's going to run up the middle. Gets up to the, I don't know, 21-yard line where he's tackled by number 42. That's Sampson. But that's going to be a 9-yard gain for Mann. We got to get somebody on him.
Yep. Yeah, Mann's been electric so far for Jasper, and he's doing such a great job. He's a threat to run.
Yep.
And, you know, they've got some good connection here. They got some good chemistry because he'll take a few steps, realize somebody's hot in his tail, and he'll pitch it behind. And then you'll have some gainage. So, you know, that's going to be something that the Knights are going to have to tighten down on a little bit, and let's see if they can do so.
Well, here we go. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Man the shotgun. He's going to keep it up the middle. He breaks the tackle of Ike Torbert, and he gets up to about the 6-yard line where he's tackled from behind by Jonathan Bradford. So, Mann gets up to the 7. So, plus 13 for Mann, and we've got to make a stop here, Jacob, as they got it first and goal from the 6.
All right, let's see if the Torpedo can punch that ball out as he's coming up, and let's recover a fumble here. Let's get the ball back going the right way, in the right direction here for Northview.
So, it's first and goal from the 6. Well, Mann's under center. Wildcat formation, or I'm sorry, the wing T in motion. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle. Nope, man kept it himself, and he's going to be stopped for a loss. Loss of 2 by Mann.
Yeah, fooled me up here.
Yeah.
I thought he handed it off.
I did too.
Braxton Sampson thought he handed it off.
So second and 7.
Second and goal from the 7.
But we got him on a loss, so let's see if we can keep that going.
So here we go. Wildcats break the huddle. Man's going to be under center. Wing T again. This time they change it up. the heavy wayside left side, and we got timeout Jasper. We'll take one away. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encore's $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. It's 2:31 to go in the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard. Score 0-0. It's second down and 7 for the Wildcats. Jacob, what do you think we got to do here to get a stop?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have to get a good read. They've been fooling us up here. They've been fooling them down there on, you know, the little play action, faking the handoff and man running it.
Man keeps it himself around the right side. He cuts the corner, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 3-yard line. So plus 4 for man.
Quarterback Blake Mann keeps the ball.
So it's 3rd and 3.
Yeah, I couldn't tell which of the Knights was the one that shoved him out, but by golly, they did it right in the nick of time. And see if we can keep him out of the end zone here. Not an easy task against this Jasper team.
Well, 3rd and 3. Under 3 minutes in the first quarter. 2:26, the clock stopped. Went out of bounds. Man's in the shotgun. Heavy weight to the left. Man's going to keep it to the left side. Rolls out. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be a catch. And he's going to be stopped short of the goal line. The ball's loose, and it looks like it was recovered by Jasper. So that's a plus 2. And it's fourth down and goal. We need a big stop. Ball's on the 1-yard line.
You know Coach Shelton's going to be aggressive here early on in the game. Fourth and inches to get in the end zone. Big time here for the Dynamite defense of Northview to show what they're made of and keep the momentum steady here. Keep it medium here.
Here we go. Wildcats faithful here on their feet. Man under center. Man's going to keep it around the right side. And he hands it off the last minute to number 21. Or, I'm sorry, number 10. That's Dawkins, and that's going to be a touchdown. So, 6-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. And Jasper's number 7, the kicker, Nathan Rillo, is going to come on. Or, I'm sorry, 23, Jackson Cabrick, to be the PAT. Snap. The kick, it's up. Lefty puts it through the uprights. On your Great Dane scoreboard, it's 7-0. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, Welcome back. The kickoff for Jasper is going to be fielded at the 3-yard line by Corbin Allen. Corbin Allen up the middle. He's at the 10, the 15, 20, 25, 30. Spins ahead to the 33. And what a return there by Corbin Allen. That'll make it first and 10 for the Knights with the ball at the 34-yard line. So here we go. Powerful Knights offense back on the field. Double tight end set. One receiver far side, one to the near side. Corbin Allen in the backfield. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen right side. Spins at the 35, fumbles the ball, but it's picked up by Jonathan Bradford. So Corbin Allen fumbles, something we don't see very much of. Fumbles it ahead for a pickup of 5.
Hey, we'll take it. Not bad.
We'll take it.
Not bad. Yeah, Corbin lost handles of it. He had a nasty spin move there. Couldn't hang on to the ball, but, hey, that Jonathan Bradford kid, we said he's going to have a big night, and there he is with a huge recovery.
All right, two receivers to the far side, Allen in the backfield. Double tight end set, Garrison and shotgun. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen, same play, right side, breaks it out to the 40, 45, breaks another tackle up to the 50, first down, Northview. What a run by Corbin Allen. For plus 10.
Same old song, story, and dance right there. The four-quarter Corbin. Good to see it.
Got to thank our sponsors, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Here we go. First and 10 from the 49. You got Zach Brown and Josh Wright to the near side. Double tight end set. Allen to the near side as well. Snap by Garrison. Rolls around to his left side. Nothing there. Throws it. Zach Brown at the 40. On his feet. And he's wrapped up from behind. Pickup of 11. And that's another Northview Knights first down.
Let's keep the chains moving. Let's keep them going here. Good offensive possession so far for the Knights. Let's capitalize here.
So it's first and 10. Ball's on the 38-yard line. That's going to do it for the first quarter. We'll be back on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Northview Knights trail 7-0. You're listening to Northview football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. Second quarter is getting ready to go under the way. The Knights have the ball first and 10 on the 38-yard line. Two receivers near side. Double tight end, Garrison shotgun. Snap, hand off to Allen. Right side, counter again. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Pick up, they're going to show him with a loss of one for Allen. Got to thank PDF, Process Development Fabrication, headquartered in Brazil, to be part of this, proud to be a part of this community. Morris Manufacturing of Brazil, we're hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, located 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Well, here we go. First loss of yardage for the Knights for Corbin Allen on the night. Let's not see that again. Garrison shotgun. Snaps, going to throw it. Quick out, caught by Zach Brown. Zach Brown falls up to about the 30. They're going to spot it at the 29. Going to be close. I'm sorry, the 30. Right at the 30-yard line. So we're going to be short of the first down by about a yard. So that's plus 10 for Brown.
Love seeing the curl route right there. That's my go-to on Madden 18. And, hey, it's working for the old Zach Brown band out there.
Double tight end, double receivers, near side, Corbin in the backfield, standing beside Garrison. This is where we're dangerous. Hand off to Allen, right side, cuts into the middle, and we got a hold. That's going to be bad. That's going to be close to first down, but that's going to come back 10, and we'll replay it. One of the players picked up the flag for Jasper, picked the flag up and handed it to the official. That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
So from the spot of the foul, it'll be a 10-yard penalty. That'll put us back on the 40. So that's a loss of 13 on the penalty. So it's 3rd and 12. Don't like to see that when you're that close.
Not at all. But, hey, that just sets up the old Terminator to have a nice little dime piece here, maybe a corner of the end zone. Let's see if they try something here.
Knights are in the huddle. And double tight end set. Two receivers far side right. And Zach Brown. Brown goes in motion. Corbin Allen Lee stays in the block. Garrison's going to pass it. Scrambles out to the left. He's going to keep it. And he's going to get knocked out of bounds about the 35. So that's going to be a pickup of 5 for Garrison. And that's going to make it 4th down. What do you think here? I think the Knights go for it.
Might as well. Early on in the game, might as well be aggressive now because, I mean, unless there's a fumble or something crazy like that, Jasper's not going to have too great a field position if you turn it over on down. So I say let's be aggressive and go for it here. Give it to the old four-quarter Corbin. Let him go to work.
So it's 4th down and 7. Knights in a long huddle. Play clock's down to 8. Got to hurry. Down to 5. Power eye. Bradshaw in the line, in the power position. Now we got a Northview timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
4th and 7, Garrison is shotgun. Takes snap, drops back to pass. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be overthrown out of bounds. The Knights are going to turn it over on downs. Incomplete pass.
Hate to see the incomplete, but love to see the aggressiveness here early on in this game. And like we talked about, too, I mean, Jasper, I know they're deadly anywhere on the field, but not too great a field position, so I think that was a gamble that it's worth rolling the dice on that.
On your Great Dane scoreboard, 10:04 to go in the first half. The Knights trail 7-0 to the Wildcats. They're going to have the ball 1st and 10 from the 35. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Here we go, man in the shot, or nope, under center. Wing T in motions 31, that's Isaac Day. Hand off up the middle, not much there. And that's going to be a gain of 1. Not sure who that was on the carry.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It was kind of clustered in there. Couldn't tell who got the tackle either. It was a host of Knights, and it was a host of Wildcats on the offensive side of things as well.
So no gain, so it's 2nd and 10. So under center, wing T again. Man takes the snap. He's going to roll out to his left side. He throws it, and it's going to be caught by number 7, Nathan Rillo. And Rillo's going to be short of the first down, so it's a plus 8.
All right, time to see what this dynamite defense is made of here, Brad. Like we've already said before, this has been something that here of late, past few weeks, we've struggled on is third down and getting stops. Let's see if we can reverse that right here.
So wing T again, man under center. One receiver to the far side, double tight end, double slot, and in motion. And man's going to keep it, pitch it, and tonight snuff it out. What a play by the defense in Parker Jordan, and he's going to lose a yard, and that's going to make it fourth and two. And that was by Isaac Day. So they're going to punt. Looks like the punter's going to be Nathan Rillo.
Yeah, I heard a couple Wildcat faithful saying it's only 2 yards, but I agree with the call. Be conservative now with the field position
you're in now. Got to watch the hard count.
Exactly.
Corbin Allen standing on the 25. Snap. They're going to fake it. They're going to throw it across the middle. Nothing there. That is not pass interference. That is not pass interference. How are they going to call that?
I don't know. Bone busting said something to the official, and I tell you what, if you know
no,
if Bowen
they're calling defensive holding against the Knights because Bowen busting ran into the receiver. There's no way that should be called, but Coach Rates is furious.
Yeah, like I was saying, if Bowen busting saying something, you know it must have been bad because Bowen busting usually keeps to himself. Having a little conversation with the old zebra, but you know what? Everybody's human out there, but hey, overcome adversity. Overcome adversity. That was the big thing going into this game, and we got to do it now.
So plus 13 on a penalty, and that'll be a first down. So here we go. Three receivers far side, man the shotgun, one to the near side. Man takes the snap. He's got a quarterback option right side, spins ahead, picks up 7. Deadly.
Yeah, man is the man when it comes to that right there. He's been doing such a great job on the option and taking it himself this game. And, you know, Knights really need to make some adjustments here to stop him because he's been a deadly threat.
Second down and 3. 7:35, clock's ticking on the Great Dane scoreboard. Like to thank Timberland Lumber Company for being a sponsor. Highway 40 West in Brazil, quality integrity Timberland. Man in the shotgun. Three receivers near side, one to the far side. Dawson in the backfield. Got a flag. And.
Well, time to play the guessing game here.
Yeah.
What do we think it's going
to
be?
I think the center moved to football. Yep, false start.
There we go. Got to capitalize now here. Got to capitalize here if you're the dynamite defense.
So it's second down and 8.
The second and 8 from the 46.
Well, the Wildcats break the huddle. Three receivers near side, one to the far. Man standing at the 47. Look for him to throw it here. He drops back to pass. Left-handed quarterback, cross middle, it's caught. He's at the 20, 15, 10, touchdown. Touchdown by number 31, Isaac Day. Isaac Day with a 46-yard catch, and that's touchdown Wildcats. With 7:06 to go in the first half. Well, not great coverage there by the Knights.
No.
All right, so back to kick will be number 23. That's Jackson Cabrick. Holding is Nathan Rillo. Snap. The kick almost blocked, but it's not, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Wildcats 14 to Knights 0. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Stephen Thomas of the Northview Knights, me, Jacob Harden, I'm going to have to punt a little bit here. Brad had to take an emergency restroom break, so I'm going to try to do the play-by-play here. After a not-so-great return, the Knights have the ball at the 25-yard line. Keegan Garrison in shotgun formation here, looking to get the Knights offense sparked. Takes the snap, pitch to Corbin Allen. Corbin's going. He's got the first down and a little bit more. He's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. Good start there for the Northview Knights offense. If you're just joining us, welcome. I'm Jacob Harden. I'm usually the color commentator. Brad Wallace is currently taking care of some business. We got 6:43 with a clock ticking here in the second quarter. Jasper is winning 14-0 here in this sectional opener in the beautiful Jasper, Indiana. Keegan Garrison once more in the shotgun formation. Corbin Allen to his right. The snap, he's looking to pass. He finds Josh Wright. Josh Wright at about the 46-yard line is brought down, and it'll be a gain of about, we'll say about 7 yards, give or take. From the get so far, not too shabby. Two good little plays here by Northview. Let's see if we can capitalize. Been doing a good job of having kind of sporadic great plays, but we got to put it all together here. Can't win if you can't score, and we're trailing now 14-0. And right now is not the time that you want Jasper to keep on piling it on. We gotta chip away here. Again in the shotgun formation. This time Allen to Keegan Garrison's left. And here we go. Landon Folk snaps the ball. Hand off to Corbin Allen. Corbin stopped right about the 47, but trying to get a little bit more with the help from the friends behind him, pushing him. And he's going to get right about to the 50. We're going to see if this is going to be a first down. Is it enough? The Zebras discuss a little bit. It's brought it right about the 49-yard line. Barely short of a first down here. Let's see if the Knights can punch it through here and continue this drive. So far, good. Here we go. Keegan Garrison under center, getting the call play from Coach Rates. He's looking to his left and right, and here we go now. Snap, he's going to take it himself, and he's got a first down and a little bit more. He's going to keep on going, and he's brought down. Brad, welcome back. We've had some good plays. Maybe you just need to go stay in the bathroom a little longer. They've been coming out firing here.
Got down there, and there was a line. This cold medicine I'm on right now, I thought I'd make it to halftime, and I couldn't, and that's a Knights first down. Where did we start at?
We started at the 25, so we've done pretty well. Yep, Zach Brown got it on the kickoff and had a pretty decent run, but he was brought down by a good defensive squad of Jasper. But, hey, we're doing fine. We're moving the chains.
First and 10 on the 44. Keegan in the shotgun. In the slot this time is Bradford. Corbin Allen's going to take the handoff right side. Got a block, got a seam. 40, 35 on his feet. Spins up to the 32. And that's a pickup of 11 for Allen, and that's another Northview Knights first down.
Keep on moving the chains. Northview has come out this possession revamped. They took a chug jug on the sideline, and they're ready to go. They're ready to put some points on the Great Dane scoreboard here.
So, 4:20 to go. The Knights trail 14-0, but we're moving the ball. So, let's see. Double tight ends, two receivers, split far wide. Garrison's pass going to be caught by Josh Ryan on the left side. He sprints in, cuts back up. He's at the 20, 15, got a face mask. That's going to give us 15 more, and that's going to be
almost a first down, but I'm pretty sure that it's a face mask. Nice pitch and catch.
You can see Coach Maroney on the sidelines.
Yep.
Biceps about ripping the sleeves out of his pullover. He's fired up, so that must mean good things
there
for the
Matthew
squad. There
we go, 15-yard face mask. So what a drive by the Knight.
Yeah, they're coming out hot here. They got to keep it going. Let's see what we can do here.
Oh, it's only a 5-yarder. He tackled him with it.
Hey.
That ain't hands to the face. Well, we got a timeout, Jasper. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encore's $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights have it first and 10 from the 18. Garrison in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off the left side to Allen. Allen's going to scramble ahead and pick up a yard. So second and 9 after the pitch catch by Josh Wright from Keegan Garrison and a 5-yard face mask. On your Great Dane scoreboard, 3:40 to go in the first half and we trail.
No game on the play.
14-0. Got to thank Darla Campbell of Hometown Realty. Experience matters at Hometown Realty. Looking to buy or sell, give Darla a call. Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. Well, here we go, second and 9. Garrison shotgun. Allen, deep back. Fakes the handoff to Allen. He's going to throw it. Throws it across his body, and it's almost intercepted. Almost intercepted as that ball was batted by Noah Miner trying to catch it, and he kind of laid it up there on a platter, but it was incomplete.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's pretty tough to hold on to that thing. You know, your body momentum's going one way, and then you got to try to also catch a ball. And, you know, the Terminator, Keegan Garrison, threw it on a dime, but you live and you learn, you move on.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil, we're hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit Lorenz.com for more information. Go see Tony for all your automotive service needs. Here we go. 3 seconds on the play clock. Garrison barks out the call. He gets it in the shotgun. Fakes it to Corbin. Throws it across his body. It's caught by Josh Wright at the 10. And Wright's going to be tackled at the 10, so we're going to be a yard short. It's going to be fourth and a yard. Well, now they're moving the ball back to on the 11. So it's 4th and 3 now. That ball was over. He was over the 10 when they tackled him.
Certainly looked like it from up here. That's for darn
sure. No, it was. The official was ahead of the ball. So here we go again. Fourth down for the Northview Knights. Let's go, Knights faithful.
We can score here. This would put us in great position.
We're going to get it.
Getting the ball at halftime. And
the Knights are going to take timeout. We're going to stay here because I've got a few sponsors to thank. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. And I'll tell you, a place that I visited this week, was talking to him about new car that I'd bought and, you know, possibly maybe get another one. That's York Automotive. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. Go see Debbie Butler at York Automotive. Tell her Brad sent you in for a great deal. That's York Automotive in Brazil. Well, Jacob, big drive here for the Knights. We can't let it stall out. We've took the ball 79 yards. We need three more for a first down.
Oh, yeah, this is the play of the game right here for the Knights. We got to come up big here, at least get the first down. We need a score going into halftime. We get the ball at half, which will be great, and if we can go in just scoring, we'll have the momentum, and this is huge right here for the Knights. And you know, Coach Rach drew up something good, so let's see it put to use here.
Well, speaking of halftime, we'll have the commissioner's report with Bobby Cox, the IHSA commissioner. Here we go, something we haven't seen so far tonight. Double tight end, double receivers, near side, one to the far side, and in the backfield is number 29, that's Bradford, and he's going to hand it off to Corbin, and he stopped for a loss. The Knights are going to turn it over on down, a little trickery there by the Knights, and we're going to turn it over at the 12-yard line, and Jasper will take over on downs. Wow. Didn't see that coming. Little busted play. They drew it up in a timeout, and Jasper didn't bite on the fake, and Corbin had nowhere to go. So it's first and 10 Wildcats from the 11. 2:28 to go in the first half. PDF, Process Development Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. That's PDF. Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Man under center, wing T. Drops back in the read option. Keeps it again. Cuts up the middle. He's gone. He's at the 40. 45. Josh Wright, the only guy that's got a chance. He's at the 20. He stops. And he's tackled at the 11-yard line. Man gets up. He picks up 82 yards for Man. Plus 82. And Josh Wright, being as fast as he is, caught up to him. But after he got way down the field. So it's first and 10 from the 12. And the Knights don't need to give up another score here.
Yeah, you want to stop the bleeding as much as you can because it's not easy to score against this Wildcat defense. And if they keep piling it on, it's not going to make things any easier for you.
Yep. Well, here we go. First and 10 from the 12. Handoff is up the middle to Dawson. Dawkins, he gets up to about the 7, and that's going to be plus 5. Dawkins is a big, tall, lanky guy. They got him listed here as a 5'11", 160, but he looks like he's 6'3", and about 230.
Yeah.
Well, second down and 5. Wing T again. Man, under center, he's going to keep it himself. Man, he fakes that so well, and he walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats. That's Mann with a 5-yard carry. And on your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's trail 20-0. We'll see the PAT here. 1:20 to go in the first half, and they put up another touchdown. Well, we've seen this same thing happen. I'm not counting this out. We've seen it happen at North Putnam when we came back.
That's right.
We trailed 35-21. And the PAT's up, and it's good. On the Great Dane scoreboard, United's trail 21-0. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
be ejected. Welcome back as Corbin Allen kicks the ball at the 10-yard line. He sprints all the way up to the 45 where he's horse collar tackled from behind. The player just literally pulls him down. We're going to take another commercial break because this is going to be a while, folks. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible.
You want to
possible,
come back to you or you want to play 2 minutes?
To go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The straight answer auto shop.
Hello. Okay. Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jasper High School, Jerry Brewer Stadium. Corbin Allen just on the kickoff return got a horse collar tackled from behind. And I'll tell you what, a big round of applause for Corbin. He got slammed down. I thought it was something pretty serious, and I think if it had been me, I'd still be laying out there. But Corbin got up. And he walked off the field. They're attending to him on the sideline, but I'll tell you, that kid's proud. He'll be back out here.
He's a warrior. And it's good to see him up. That was scary, but yep. By God, I'm glad he's up.
So 1:13 to go. The ball's on the 30, and in for the Knights is
Mighty Mouse,
Mason Metz. Handoff's going to be faked to Metz. Garrison's going to keep it himself, and he's tackled for a loss. That's going to be a loss of four. Keegan should have handed that ball off there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was played that way or what. But so the clock's running. It's under a minute. We still got two timeouts. We're not in any hurry, so I don't know what's going on. We need a score here. 40 seconds to go in the first half, and we trail on the Great Dane scoreboard 21-0. Ball's on the 34-yard line. So you got Mason Metz in for Corbin Allen. Garrison in the shotgun, 30 seconds, takes the snap, and he's going to keep it right side. Breaks it out to the 32, and he's tackled, and it's going to be another loss. Nope, they're going to give him a yard. So Coach Rates is going to take his – no, he's not taking a timeout. We're at 10 seconds. He's going to set it up for one play. So the clock ticks down. He's going to call timeout with about 2 seconds to go. 3.2 on the clock in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail 21-0. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. 3.2 seconds to go. Garrison in the shotgun. Metz in the backfield. In motion is Zach Brown. Knights are going to throw it one time. Garrison drops back to pass. He's being rushed. He throws it in the end zone to Josh Wright, and he overthrows him. Incomplete pass. The end of the first half. The Knights trail 21-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Jacob, not exactly what we expected, But the Knights will come back. I got faith in our Knights. We'll be back with Bobby Cox and the Commissioner's Report. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Whether buying or selling property,
okay, this
Darla
will be
Campbell
a 7 minute break, guys.
Is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com.
Hometown Pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy.
Downtown Brazil.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
In for Bob Lovell, this is Greg Rakestraw, but the star of the show is with us, and that is the Commissioner of the IHSAA and Bobby Cox. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I hope you're doing well. You don't have much of a choice because you're too busy not to be doing anything else other than well during the month of October. Let's see, this past weekend and including this weekend as well, you've got like six or seven different state tournaments going on. Does that sound about right?
That's about right. We're very busy. We concluded our flag football championships last weekend at Grand Park in Westfield, and congratulations to the Mooresville Pioneers as our state champion. Great venue, thanks to the city of Westfield and Grand Park for what they do. We also crowned a state tennis champion, Carmel High School, again fighting off North Central 3-2 in a great tennis match, great enthusiasm, great sportsmanship. Always glad to see that occur. And we go right into another weekend of many, many events. We've got the rest of the tennis tournament. Singles and doubles are going to be played this weekend. Cross-country semi-states, soccer semi-states, volleyball regionals. Almost every tournament except football is in vogue right now. So we're busy, and it's a good time to be a high school fan.
All right, no doubt about that. Let's go back to Unified Flag Football. What did you learn? What did you see from a growth standpoint from year one of the tournament to year number two?
Well, we went up from 24 schools to 37 schools that started in the sectional. So that's a nice increase of growth in our tournament. I saw better organization by all the schools. You know, you got to go through it 1 year to kind of figure out where to go and how to do things and how to set your teams up. And I saw better organization, great enthusiasm as always. The opportunity for kids with and without intellectual disabilities to play together and represent their school is a very special opportunity, and very pleased with how it all turned out. Great venue, and I think we'll probably go back there for years to come. The folks there at Grand Park did a great job. The field worked out well. There was another event going on in the facility at the same time, and we actually had some people bleed over and come over and watch flag football from the other event. So I thought it was a really good day, and I think we can learn from that. We'll have a post-event meeting with the folks up at Grand Park coming up next couple weeks and look to the future.
How would you describe the partnership that you have built now with Special Olympics of Indiana?
Well, it's a tremendous partnership. It started over 7 years ago. It was an outgrowth of our student advisory committee when I challenged those young people to give back to their communities and find an organization that's in all 92 counties, just like our membership is, and be able to give back and go back to your community for what they've given you, the opportunity to play for your school and all the things that the school does for you. And so that partnership has grown. We have four unified sports. Two are sponsored by the IHSA. Two are sponsored by Special Olympics. We have track and field and flag football. They have bocce and bowling. The goal that their former president and CEO, Mike Furnish, and I had at the beginning of this conversation was to ensure that we have an opportunity for these young people to play in every season of the IHSA school year. So fall, winter, and spring, we have something for those kids to participate in. And it continues to grow. Our Champions Together program has touched over 165 schools, and I'm sure that there'll be more to come in the years following. And I'm very pleased and very very humbled by how we've grown our inclusion of our students with intellectual disabilities, and the opportunity for them to represent their school is very special.
All right, a quick word about tennis, because, again, the team state championship, as you mentioned, took place on Saturday. But the individuals, as far as singles and doubles, all are still going. Those will wrap up this weekend on Friday and Saturday. What is it like having those two concurrent tournaments run together?
Well, it's an interesting, it's a unique tournament, because the way the singles and doubles works is if you go undefeated at the number one singles position or the number one doubles position once you enter the tournament, you can continue to advance even if your team doesn't
right.
go. And so it's kind of a unique tournament. So when you get to the regional, you're going to have some singles and doubles play as well at that team regional. Same thing's true at the semi-state and at the state. So those teams that are undefeated at the state now go on and they play in this tournament this weekend. We have nine doubles teams that are undefeated going from the sectional forward now to this coming weekend. And so it's a great tournament. It's a great opportunity to watch these really good tennis players play. And fun to watch, and we hope that we have some good weather and we can get it done outdoors.
All right, sounds good. Now, while we have state championships next weekend in cross country as well as soccer, and the following weekend in volleyball, and you've already mentioned kind of where those tournaments are in terms of their path to a state championship, football begins for 1A through 4A, and for just a couple of schools in 5A, it is now a six-week gauntlet for football going forward from this Friday. Your thoughts about the start of the state football tournament?
Well, I've always said I think the state football tournament is the toughest tournament to win. You got 6 weeks, first of all. You got so many bodies out there. Some kid can get hurt. You got weather to deal with. You got differing surfaces to deal with. There are a lot of varying factors, and the tournament to me seems wide open. As I've gone around the state and watched football this fall, there are some really good football teams across all classifications, and I don't see really. Maybe other than New Pal in 5A, I don't see anybody that's just dominating their classification. And so I think it's going to be a wide-open tournament, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know that our kids are looking forward to it and our fans. We had our pairing show, and great viewership on our pairing show. So I know that we're ready for the football tournament to begin.
Well, I know it's a very busy time of year for you. We'll let you get to it. My friend, as always, thanks for the conversation. I will see you at either a state final or on the tournament trail very soon.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
You there, Jacob?
Or on their website, morrismfg.com.
Okay,
coming
back at you.
Morris Manufacturing in Brazil.
And just a little over 30 seconds.
North unites all season long.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jacob Harden in the booth here at beautiful Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium. The Jasper Marching Band is currently playing their halftime show, and I can guarantee you they'll be playing at Lucas Oil Stadium here in the near future alongside your Northview Marching Knights. Brad Wallace joins me here now in the booth, and let me tell you, we got a little bit of ways to go. 21-0 here going into the second half, but I tell you what, we've done it before, Brad, and I'm saying we're going to do it again here. We're going to come on back from this deficit.
Yeah, we trailed 35-21 against a really good North Putnam team, but we're struggling with Mann. I mean, we knew coming in he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks we'd seen. last week we seen a quarterback that ran a little bit different style of option. He ran the read option right up the middle. This is out of the wing tee, and there's so much that you can do with the wing tee that, you know, we're struggling with. But we'll make adjustments at halftime. We do get the ball back, so hopefully we can march right down and score. I took a little longer because I tried getting a hold of some of the Northview faithful to get an update on Corbin Allen, and he does have his wits and everything, and he's over there talking and walking and everything. So hopefully they can get him a break here at the halftime, and we can see, you know, if he can come back and play the second half. Well, the Northview Knights trail 21-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. You're listening to myself, Brad Wallace, and Jacob Harden as we bring you sectional 24 coverage. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month, or a Renegade up to $8,000 off, and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil.
We are doing good, no problems.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jasper High School, Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium. Jacob up there above their scoreboard says 4A state champs 2000. Is that 11?
I can't tell
if it's 11 or 01. But
I'm sure some Wildcat faithful will be
01, 2001. So, you know, we had a chance. He was down here at Jasper whenever we played a lot of baseball. We always get a chance to play him. And a few years ago, I was down here broadcasting whenever we went on to win the state championship. And we had a strong hold here when we come to Jasper. And once we won that game against Jasper, it was pretty much a given that the Northview Knights were forced to be reckoned with that year with baseball.
Oh, that's for sure. And I'll tell you what, Brad, I was telling you on the way down here, but baseball officially kind of started. We had our first team lift yesterday, and last night Coach Craig Trout and newcomer Coach Derek Hannes and I, we got to kind of chat and talk some strategy last night over some pizza and watching some football. And I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of good things to come. And like I told you on the way down here as well, I expect we'll be playing these Wildcats in baseball come semi-state time.
Yep, and there's good news for the Northview Knights. With his helmet on, his jersey on, he's all strapped in. He run out with the team. That's number 26. That's four-quarter Corbin Allen. If you just tuned in to listen, Corbin was tackled right there with about a minute and a half to go in the first half. He was horse-collar tackled from behind, went to the turf very hard, bounced up, and laid there for a while, and we feared the worst that there was a possibility of a bad injury. But he's over there on the sideline, so that's a good thing to see, Jacob.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, even if they weren't one of our best players, you don't want to see anything bad happen to any kid on any team. And anytime you are talking neck and head, it's very scary when people go down because of something that happens like that. And it's definitely a blessing to see that he's up and going, and it'll be even more of a blessing if we can have four-quarter Corbin come back playing and healthy for this second half, rather.
That's correct. And I'll tell you what, you can't never count out Coach Rates, and not just Coach Mark Rates, but Dennis Rates, the elder coach up in the top booth, you know.
Yep.
I didn't get to talk to Coach Sabo as he come down here to break. Usually I get a chance to rub him a little bit and find out what the offensive plan is, but I know what it is. We've done really good. Mm-hmm. We've done really good offensively. We turned it over on downs because we've getting stalling out in the red zone. We had that trouble against Terre Haute North.
Yep.
We had that trouble against Evansville Memorial. We had that trouble against North Putnam. But what happened? We made adjustments. You know, this is I want to say it's a seasoned team because here we are. We're in week number 10. But We know what it takes. They know what it takes, and we'll get through it.
That's right. And a few things I want to say, too, before we go to half. You know, this right now, it's getting to be the nitty-gritty time of the game. You know, it's win or go home.
Yep.
And we got seniors on this team that they don't want this to be it. Some of them, which this might be the last time they ever pad up, they ever lace up their cleats, they ever go out on the football field to play competitively. And you know in their minds and their hearts, they're going to give every single ounce of energy, every single ounce of effort that they have to keep this team going. They're going to lead this team. They're going to come together. And whether or not they win this game, they're going to go out swinging. They're going to go out fighting just like the Northview way. And don't count them out, Brad. Just like you said, don't count this Northview team out.
Nope. And speaking of after the game, stay tuned, stay involved, and listen to WAMB every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight for Indiana Sports Talk with Coach Bob Lovell. It's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports. It's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. And I'm sure Coach Bob Lovell will be all hyped up after the Indianapolis Colts, who a lot of people thought, man, with Andrew Luck gone, right before the season, it's going to be a wash. Well, wait till 2020, da-da-da-da-da. Nope, it ain't. They've really answered, you know, they're doing an outstanding thing. They're not in a rebuilding process because they'd already built. And, you know, Bursette comes in there, and I'll tell you what, I'm not a Colts fan. I've never been. I'm a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I love, you know, the Steelers. But living in Indiana, you know, I get a chance to go to a Colts game, or they're on TV or they're on the radio. I tune in and I listen, you know, get updates and stuff. But I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. The Pacers started the other night. Yep. I did my first Indiana legal online betting on the Pacers. And I'll tell you what, $64 later, I'm not a Pacers fan last week.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, as the famous and a king of Pat McAfee has said, Colts are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Really?
There's no doubt about it. Colts are going to win the Super Bowl. If you haven't heard it before, you've heard it now. I might not be right with the Stephen Thomas prediction, a kick in the game-winning field goal tonight, but one thing I'm going to be right about, and old Pat McAfee's right about as well, for the brand, is that the Colts are going to win the Super Bowl. Don't count them out. Jacoby Brissett says, get on my back, fellas. I'm going to take you to the promised land, and he's doing so far so good.
Well,
big weekend against the Broncos, though.
It is, and the problem's going to be the Broncos, can they score?
Yep.
That's where they've struggled, and that's where we're at. We're struggling. We need a score. On your Great Dane scoreboard, it's almost second half kickoff. The Knights trail 21-0 to the Jasper Wildcats. Scoring for the first half has been man for Jasper. Man with let's see, what do I got him here? Can't even read my own writing. Man with a 2-yard touchdown run, and then the PAT was good with 1:37 to go in the first quarter. Then we had Man with a 46-yard pass to Day. That was 7:06 to go in the second half. And then the third touchdown come right there at the end with 1:20 to go, and it was a break off of 82 yards by Man, and then a 5-yard touchdown run by Man. All three PATs were good to make the scoreboard on your Great Dane scoreboard 21, your Northview Knights 0. The Knights are coming out onto the field, and here he comes. Four-quarter Corbin leads the charge. He's going to be standing back at the 10 with Zach Brown. Parker Jordan and Braxton Sampson standing on the 20. Jonathan Bradshaw and Josh Wright stand on the 30. On the front line, the Northview Knights look to get the ball, and let's see Corbin run this one back like he was the last one before he was horse-collared at the 45. Here we go. Second half is underway. The kick's up, and it's a beauty, and Allen's going to field it at the 3. He's at the 5, 10, 15, 20. Up the middle, he's got blockers. He breaks the tackle to the 40, the 45, the 50. Cuts over to the 45 and up to the 42. And if you had doubt in Corbin Allen, don't doubt him anymore. 53-yard return for Corbin Allen. The Knights have the ball first and 10 from the 42, and that's what you like to see, Jacob.
I love to see it because that means, you know, he's healthy and he's well and he's not hurt, and that's awesome to see. Let's score. Let's go Knights. Let's get going. This is the time to start right now.
I got hired out on the railroad with his grandfather, and I'll tell you what, I've loved the Allen family since I met them. Their grandma and grandpa live down in Tennessee now, and I bet they tuned in to listen tonight, and Corbin's fine. He's up and running like he should be. Here we go. RW, what a grandson you got, buddy. Snaps to Garrison. He throws it out in the flat to right at the 38. He cuts a tackle up to the 35, throws ahead to the 34, and that's going to be a plus 9 for Josh Wright.
Nice affirmative stiff arm right there by the sophomore.
Yep, tall, big, lanky sophomore.
Dominant out there to get some extra yardage.
Josh Wright, went through adversity, lost his mom a few years back when he was in the sixth grade, and played out in youth football, and everybody, rallied around him and stuff, and it's great to see Josh doing great things. Mom be super proud of him. Garrison in the shotgun. Allen in the backfield. Pitch to Allen, right side. He's got a seam. Cuts up to the 35, up to the 33, and he's going to get maybe the first down. Let's see where the spot's at. Well, they walk it back to the 32. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. Nope, they're calling it third down. So they give him a half a yard.
Let's see the Terminator Garrison just run it through here for a first down.
All right. They break the huddle. 10:43 to go in the third quarter. You got Bradford in the I formation ahead of Allen. Two receivers to the far side. Garrison keeps it, and he's got a first down. And more. Gets up to the 29. So that's going to be a pickup of 4 for Garrison. And I'll tell you what, another thing that was tragic for this sophomore class and the whole football team, they lost a young fellow in Creighton Quinn. Creighton Hunter Quinn passed away in an automobile accident. And I know a lot of these kids out here think about Creighton as much as I do and everybody else. I've been a good friend of Mavery and Joe and watched him grow up, had the chance to be in the youth sports with him, and we really miss Creighton, but he's in our thoughts and prayers. Here we go. Hand off to Allen, and he's tackled for a loss, and it looks like he's going to be tackled by his own player by the way of the block, and that's the big fella. Speaking of sophomores, that's Landon Falk, 6'1", 330-pound Falk, spun his guy into the path of Corbin Allen, and Corbin had nowhere to go, and he lost 2 yards.
Yeah, I tell you, though, getting back on Creighton, man, all these kids out here in the North uniform, they're playing for that boy. They're playing for him.
Every game, every day, every sport.
You know Creighton's looking down, and he's rooting on the Knights right now.
Yep.
And you just love to see these guys play for him and his memory.
Well, Garrison's going to pass. Drops back. He throws it out to – oh, he just missed Zach Brown. Just missed him. It wouldn't have been a first down, but it would have got us within 2 or 3, and that's going to make it third down and 12.
Big play here, Brad. It's getting crunch time when you're down 21 points. Every single possession matters. Every time you have the ball matters, and we got to capitalize. We got to start chipping away because you know Jasper's going to try to use the clock in their favor as much as they can.
Oh, yeah. Third,
we got to take advantage every time here.
Third and 12. Knights break the huddle. Zach Brown to the far side. Josh Wright to the near side. Knights are going left to right on the radio dial. And Garrison's in the shotgun. Deep back is Allen. It's going to be a fake to Allen. Rolls out to his left side, throws across his body, and he overthrows him. It was intended for Noah Miner, and that's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's going to make it fourth down, but the Knights have got to go for it.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely got to go for it here. You got nothing to lose, essentially, and like we said a time or two before, even if you turn it over on down, not too of great position for the Wildcats, so
nope.
It's worth it to roll the dice here.
Nope, the Wildcats have had it on the 30, the 48, the 35, and the 12, and when we pinned them, or they stopped us on the 12, then they blew out 2 plays and, man, beat us with a touchdown. So here we go. Fourth down and 12, big play for the Knights. Double tight end set, Allen in the backfield. It's going to be a pass. Allen, oh, I thought it was going to be a screen. It's not, and he just throws it away. So the Knights are going to turn it over on downs. 9:14 to go in the third, and the Great Dane scoreboard, the Wildcats 21, the Knights 0, and here comes the defense.
Dynamite defense has to be the best they've been all year, because if you're going to have any chance of getting back in this game and winning this game, the Wildcats cannot score anymore. So you got to stop them one possession at a time.
Yep, we gotta stop them quick, though, because we can't let them just keep running.
That's right.
Wing T formation, double tight end, double slot, man under center, man hands it off, nope, fakes handoff, option to left side, and Zach Brown pushes him out of bounds at the 40. And so it's going to be a plus three for number 31. That is Isaac Day. Day broke a big run there a little bit ago of 17 yards. And he had a 46-yarder for a touchdown.
Yeah, I tell you, I think he transferred in from Hogwarts the way that he's been wizarding some sort of. Because I tell you what, every time he's faked that handoff, I'm looking at the guy that I thought he handed it off to as well as the Knights defense.
That's the way this wing tee operates. You can run it about any way you want. Here we go. Man under center. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff this time, pitches it at the last minute. And Bowen Bussing knocks him out of bounds. That was the carry was Joe Wood. Wood's gonna pick up five, and that's gonna make it third down in inches.
I don't know, the high tech digital marker over there.
Stuck on one.
First down.
No, but it's third down and one. Wonder if that's a remote control. They're gonna measure it. We didn't get a measurement earlier when it was third and inches, but
we're not at Northview either, so.
Yeah. So here we go. Officials getting the first jog across the field. The chain gang looks like they're way out of shape.
Yeah.
They come all the way over to the near side, and we can't see it. So,
how convenient.
Nope. And it looks like they're going to be first down Wildcats. What a spot and what a...
Imagine that.
What a march over here. So, yep, 9:04 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail 21-0. Can't do this without your sponsorship, Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, and U.S. Lawns. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Well, Wildcats have it first and 10 from the 42. Wing T lopsided here. Power to the right. Wood under center. Takes a snap. Fakes the handoff. He's got around left side, and he's got a seam. 50, 40. Lowers his helmet. That should be helmet to helmet. Led with his helmet. You can't do that, but he gets out of bounds at the 32 by Corbin Allen. And that's going to be a pickup of 20 by Mann. Nice read there by Corbin Allen, but everybody else bought on the handoff fake. But I don't like how Mann lowered his helmet down there.
Yeah,
that young fellow's going to hurt himself.
Yeah, him and, I mean, Allen, you know.
Allen put his shoulder pad into him, but. So here we go. Double tight end set. Woods in the slot. One receiver or two receivers far side, one running back, 8 yards deep. Mann hands it off. Nope, he keeps it. He fakes me out every time. Skips a tackle, 20, 15, 10, touchdown. Mann scores again. 32-yard touchdown run by Mann. So with 8:49 in the third, the Wildcats are up 27-0. 32-yard touchdown run, and coming on to kick for the Wildcats is Jackson Cabrick. Jasper's running wild. The Wildcats are loose. Snap, kick, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's trail 28-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. As the Wildcats scored on a 32-yard touchdown by Mann, the kickoff's a little squib kick, and it's going to be returned by number 29. That's Jonathan Bradford. He carries it up to the 38-39-yard line, and the Knights will have it first and 10. With 8:41 to go in the third period, Jacob, we're trailing 28-0. Not what the Knights faithful wants to hear.
No, not at all. But at this point in the game, it's all guts. You know, you can lay down and give up, or you can come out and you can keep fighting and try to make it a ball game. And let's see what Northview decides to do here.
Well, here we go.
Options.
Garrison in the shotgun. Allen to his right. Double tight end set. Hands it off to Allen on the seam. Allen keeps fighting ahead, and he gets ahead. He picks up 5 yards. So it's going to be a pickup of 5 for Allen. Corbin's got 103 yards. And we're yet to get across into one of these black Wildcat end zones.
Been setting ourselves up great all night. We just get to about the 30-yard line.
Stall.
Yep. See if we can change that here. Change the fortune here for this Northview offense.
We've lost the threat of Elias Gordon out of the backfield on a tight end on the pass. We haven't thrown the ball to Bradford yet. Garrison throws it out to Wright, who's been his hot receiver, and he catches it at the 50. Up to the 40. Looks like he's going to be thrown down at the 46, but that's enough for Knight's first down. So that's plus 8 for Josh Wright. Josh Wright with 4 catches tonight and been the key receiver for Keegan Garrison with the departing Briler Metz and Elias Gordon being out. Zach Brown has yet to make a catch tonight.
Yeah, let's hope that can change. But, yeah, no, Josh Wright's been doing such a great job filling in that role and picking up right where the other guys left off.
Here we go. This is where we're dangerous. This is where we usually run the screen. Fake the handoff to Allen. It is a screen. They throw it to him. He catches it to 45, 40 on his feet. Up to the 38-yard line. So that's a plus 8. And I always like when they run that screen. You can always call it out. I can't believe the other teams don't, because nobody goes in motion. Bradford's in the slot. And it's just a bank to keep everybody on this side. So it's second down and 3. Clock's ticking. 7 minutes to go in the third period. 8 o'clock kickoff. We've been on the air 1 hour and 29 minutes. Two receivers to the near side. Double tight end. Hands it off to Corbin Allen at the 35 to the 33, and he picks up the first down. Plus 5 for Allen, and that's an Northview Knights first down. Yet to see the Wildcat with Allen as your quarterback. That's how we turn the corner against the North Putnam in the North Putnam game. So let's see what we can do here.
Yeah, instead of this part of the field being the red zone, it's been the danger zone for the Knights as we've failed to really do much. Let's see here as we're inching closer and closer to that red zone if we can come up big here.
Here we go. Garrison under center, power eye, two receivers to the right. Takes a snap, fakes it off. It's going to be a reverse to Brown. He's at the 35-30. Cuts it up. He's a speedster. 20 to the 16-yard line. And as I just said, he hasn't done much. He comes in and does something here.
Speaking into existence, Brad.
That's right. That's right. 17-yard run by the Zach Brown.
Zach Brown band is still on tour here for the Northview Knights, and he wants to keep on going. He's doing whatever he can to keep this season alive.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Come on, Northview, let's get a touchdown. Break the ice. And we got a timeout by Jasper. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign-and-drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encore's $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights have it. First and 10 from the 17. The snap to Garrison. He's going to roll out to his right. It's a screen again to Allen, and he fumbles it out of bounds. Incomplete pass. He had it, bobbled it, and it went out of bounds. And, man, he had plenty of blockers. He even had the big man, the 330-pound center, Landon Falk, out there leading the charge. Him and Bowen Bussing, Falk and Bussing, you had almost 650 pounds out there driving force, and it was just dropped. So, man, I hate to see that, but here we go.
But let's get one here.
Second 10, it stops the clock. Let's see Corbin run it in now. Four quarter Corbin's got it done right here. Garrison, snap. Yep. Allen stays in and blocks, throws it to right, right at the 15 to 10. Still on his feet. Ah, they throw him back. Let's see if they give him forward progress. They're not. They're going to show him down at the 12, so it's pick up a 5. So it's 5 for right, and that's going to make it 3rd down and 5.
The 12, but it looks like from here they put him on the 13.
Did they really? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. He was at the 10. Yep. He caught the ball at the 10. You always get forward progress. So look over there at all them Knights faithfuls. How many of them is listening to us live? Let's see some waving from the Knights faithfuls. Earbuds in and listening to the broadcast. That's what you like to see, Jacob. Here we go. Garrison rolls around his left. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught by Zach Brown. Touchdown, Northview.
Oh.
And he spiked the football, so it's going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, spiked the football and just so happened to hit a Jasper Wildcat, which I know he didn't intend to do. He's just excited and fired up.
It's still going to be a touchdown because it's celebration. It's an unsportsmanlike. It'll be assessed on the kickoff. So
yeah, let's see what they have to do. Old Coach Shelton.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't look too happy on the Wildcat side, and I don't know. He's going to have a conversation.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. The touchdown will stand.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
So
is the call.
That's now. Wait a minute. The touchdown's good, but why are we doing it on the kickoff? On the PAT? I thought it was on the kickoff. Well, here's your long field goal by Josh Thomas.
Thomas.
Stephen Thomas.
Hey, we talked about Pat McAfee earlier. Here's for the brand. So, anytime a kicker does something good, old Pat McAfee loves it. He brightens up, man, for the brand.
Here we go. He's kicking the ball from the 25, so it's a 35-yard PAT. Dylan White's your hold. The snap. The boot. And it's good.
Yes, sir.
A 35-yard PAT, and on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights put up 7. They trail 28-7. You will be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium. The Knights just scored on a Zach Brown 13-yard touchdown pass from Keegan Garrison and a 35-yard PAT after the unsportsmanlike penalty on the senior getting his last spike in before.
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, I know it's considered unsportsmanlike, whatever you have you, but I love to
see the
fire.
It's a little bit of celebration.
I love to see the intensity. Zach Brown does not want to be done.
Jasper has the ball on the 46. Man's under center. The kickoff was a squib kick, and it got it at the 46. Man takes the snap. He hands it off up the middle, and that's going to be a carry for Dawkins. Dawkins is going to pick up. They're going to show him with a pickup of four. So they had it at the 46. So what was you saying there about the celebration?
I was just saying, I mean, I know it's deemed unsportsmanlike by the IHSA, but I love to see the intensity. I love to see guys out there getting fired up. Zach Brown does not want to be done with this season or his career, and he's celebrating and he's pumped up. I love to see it. Yeah. It worked out for us. Old Stephen Thomas with the absolute boot of a PAT. Yeah. Nothing hurt.
Here we go. Second down and six for the Wildcats. Three receivers on the near side, and man's going to do the option. He pitches it out, and Parker Jordan says, not today. You go back inside where he's tackled by number 34. That's Noah Miner, and we got a holding against Jasper. So what do we do here?
I'd say they decline it because of the loss of yards. Well, I guess they would lose yards too. But I don't know, whichever.
Well, you're going to take the ball all the way back to the 35, so you take the penalty. You take the penalty.
Coach Rates used to be a math teacher. I know he's doing the math in his head to see which would be more beneficial, and we'll see what happens here. But, of course, they're going to
he declines it.
Hey.
So it's third down and third down and 13. I can't believe he didn't, Dado. Yeah. Because, well, I guess it saves
some
time.
Well, it would have been second down, though, if he would have accepted
it. Yeah, but the ball would have been back on the 25. Yeah. It would have been second down and 30 yards. Yeah. But
the way that man's been running the ball, I mean, I'd rather take the extra down. Than,
yep.
And we got him in, knock on wood, we got him in not-so-ideal field position here. So I like the call there.
All right, clock's running. Here we go. Wildcat formation, one receiver to the far side. Going in motion this time is Isaac Day. And man's going to go. Oh, and he jumps over a player. He jumped over Corbin Allen, and I didn't think you could leave your feet.
Yeah, I didn't either. But
he didn't lead with his head, but he picks up five, and the Jasper Wildcats are going to be forced to punt.
First time tonight, I believe.
I didn't think you could leave your feet.
Yeah, no, because I forget which game it was, Brad.
We had
I
that
remember
happen.
We had
yeah.
that happen before, and I mean, it was a great show of athleticism, but you want to be safe. Better to be safe than sorry, as Bobby Boucher's mama once said.
Yeah. Back at the 20s, Allen. Wildcats are punting. The punter's standing on his 35. I didn't catch his number. I think it's 7. I think it's Nathan Rilo. The snap, it's up, and it's blocked by the Knights. It's going to be caught. Why'd he do that? That's a fumble. Why do you do that? Why did Bradford go after the football? And it's going to be recovered by Jasper. What are they going to say?
I don't know. They're going to have a conversation.
Why'd he even go after the ball? It was going out of bounds, and one of our players tried fielding it, and he didn't field it.
He might have thought he could have caught it and maybe took it to the house. I don't know. It's hard telling. It happens a million miles an hour. Usually Bradford's one of the smarter guys, so.
And it's turnover.
Gosh, darn it. You hate to see it, but come on, dynamite defense. Coach Rates is pleading his case. He's getting his 2 cents in. But I don't know. The Zebras are going to still have a discussion. We're going to see what's going to go on here.
Coach Rates is out on the field. He wants a full explanation. I do, too.
There's got to be some logical explanation for all this, Brad. I don't know what it is, but.
I don't know what the argument is. I think the ball went out of bounds is the way the motions and things look. But it was a punt, so I don't know. If he's on his knees, though, he's down.
Yeah.
If he catches it on his knees, he's down. So there wouldn't be no fumble. And the ground can't force a fumble.
Looks like most of the coaching staff in Northview's out there. They want to make sure they get their 2 cents in. They want to make sure that they hear what they have to say. But you got nothing to lose here. You got to plead your case up and down.
He pleaded his case. Now the White Hat's going to go over and they're going to confer again with the officials.
I tell you, Brad, get ready for an eruption here if they end up overturning what they called.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a bit of Wildcat faithful in this grandstand, and I guarantee everyone will be on their feet yelling and hollering if otherwise. But
yeah,
I'd be fine with that.
Well, they've already called it a first down for Jasper, and they're going to stick with it, and Coach Rates ain't happy. Wow. Wow. I don't know We'll find out later, but it's first down and 10, so it's a fumble. And they'll gain a yard, right, and Jasper will have the ball.
Watch Callan Driller right here. He's going to get this. He's fired up. He's ready to go. Just watch him.
Man's under center, wildcat, or wing T. Zach Calandrilla had an opportunity to get him, but he didn't. Man's going to break away, and he's going to pick up six. Now they're going to spot him for five, so plus five for Man. Clock continues to run, 3 minutes to go in the third. Got to thank Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Process Development and Fabrication, PDF, is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Wildcats break the huddle. Wing T again, man under center. Zach Calandrilla was in the backfield. He just couldn't wrap him up.
Yep. It's all right. Nobody.
Nothing there. Man hands it off. First guy through, Dawkins. Nothing there, but he battles ahead and picks up three. What a run by the running back in Dawkins. Lance Dawkins, 6 foot, 197 pounds. So that's going to make it third down and four.
Love to see this intensity from the defense. There's so many of them amped up. You can see it especially from your seniors of Calandrilla and Bowen Bussing. They're going at that offensive line with a vengeance. They're wanting to get through and get to man, and really you need that intensity all game. But, you know, just the adversity has kind of set them off, and they're trying to prove a point here and keep them in the game.
Makes me think they got man all lubed up with some kind of a grease because, he's slipping right in and out.
Through, that's for sure.
Man takes a snap. He's going to pass. He steps up in the pocket, and he's tackled at the 45-yard line by the whole front line of the Knights, led by 24, Ike Torbert, and number 31, Zach Brown. That's going to make it fourth down and two. Jasper's got to go for it. I mean, why do you punt it? You just run more clock.
Oh, yeah, they'll go for it.
Nope, here they come with the punt
but
team.
Also, they did this once before, and it was on fourth and two. They faked the punt and ended up trying to pass, and it was incomplete. So.
Well, but no, we had the penalty on Braxton Sampson for holding because he ran into him.
That's right.
So back deep's Corbin Allen. Hopefully we get coverage this time on the receivers. Low snap, and it's a punt, and it's just going to hit about the 20 and stay away from it, Mr. Wright. It's going to be downed at the 17-yard line where the Knights will take over with 50.7 seconds to go in the third period. The Knights have the ball on the 17-yard line.
Knights offense has to make up for lost time here. We had the great opportunity when they punted it away a little bit ago, but because of the wrong decision to try to go for that blocked punt, kind of set us back a little bit. And when you're trying to chip away and come back when you're down, that's not the best thing that you want. But, hey, like we talked about, facing adversity. So let's see if the Knights can do so.
Yep, here we go. First and 10. Garrison not done much tonight, but here we go. Let's see what he's got. He's going to throw it out into the flat, and he throws it deep to Josh Wright, and he overthrows him. If Josh would have kept running, it would have been a penalty because the kid had a hold of his jersey.
Yep.
Incomplete pass. And it makes it second and 10. 44.2 seconds to go in the third period. This game's been a long one.
Yep.
And what was the temperature when we started?
56 degrees on my count.
56.
I'm going to say it's a brisk 47 right now, if I'm correct.
53.
Oh, yeah. I'm second-guessing Mother Nature. What am I thinking here?
53. So here we go. Second down and 10. Garrison snap. Throws it out to Allen on the screen. He catches it at 20, and he's tackled immediately. Tackled immediately by number 15. What a play by Caden Hearn. Knights are going to get it back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to make it third down and 10. They sniffed that screen out that time. We don't run that to the right side. I don't understand it. We always run it left. Jacob, don't let me forget not to leave without our banner. We will need that come basketball season or next Friday if we can make a miraculous fourth quarter comeback.
That's right.
10 seconds to go in the third. 5 seconds. Got to get the snap away if you want to play it on this side of the field. Garrison gets a snap, rolls around to the right. He throws it out in the flat to Bradford. Bradford's hit at the 25, gets up to the 27. tackled down at the 27. It's going to make it third down and two, and that takes us to the end of the third. The Knights trail on the Great Dane scoreboard, 28-7. We'll be back with the fourth and final period. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Whether buying or selling property, Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com.
Hometown Pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy.
Downtown Brazil.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back, Northview faithful. It's Jacob Harden here, punting once again over to the play-by-play side of things. Northview's got the ball on what seems to be about 28-yard line. Fourth and two, and we're going to go for it. You got nothing to lose here. It's now or never. We got 28-7 on the Great Dane scoreboard in favor of the Wildcats, and we cannot waste away possessions here. Northview needs to come up big here on the fourth down conversion, and the snap, Keegan Garrison's going to keep it. It's going to be a close one. Jasper Wildcats on the field waving no, but the Northview Knights are pointing for the first down, and it's going to come down to decision time here for the Zebras, and they're going to give them the first down.
First down, Northview.
That was a huge play, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping the hopes alive as the clock ticks here. At Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium. It's win or go home time for the Northview Knights, and we need a miraculous comeback. If you're at home, you got a rally cap, put it on. You got the rally tails, start waving them on in that Hoosier air, because by God, we need a rally. Let's go. Keegan Garrison with the snap. Pass over to Zach Brown's complete. Zach Brown at right about the 40-yard line, and as he brought out of bounds, the Zebra is going to call him down at the 40-yard line.
Number 5, Mitch Kaiser, and number 15, Caden
Herm
on the tackle for Jasper.
And the clock continues to tick, so it was not out of bounds, but that is another Northview first down. 28-7 here. Northview with the ball. 40-yard line. Keegan Garrison is in the shotgun formation with his buddy and pal Corbin Allen to his left. Snap from Landon Folk. He looks back. And he shoots for a wide open, Noah Miner, who misses it. That would have been nice to have. Let the athletic Noah Miner, the senior, go to work with the ball, but he gets a little crossed up. And that's something, ladies and gentlemen, from up here, looks so darn easy. Looks so darn easy to be able to catch and all that fun stuff, but it's not so easy, and that's one of those instances where looked like it should have been caught, but I understand it's a lot harder. And Brad's back, and he's going to take over the play-by-play.
Hit him right in the numbers, didn't it? Coming up. Here we go. Second down and 10. Garrison in shotgun. Hands it off to Allen right side. Spins up to the 30 or the 43-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of three for Allen. Well, Jacob, this cold's about to kick me over, knock me down. I took some cold medicine. I've drank some water because my throat's been scratchy and itchy, and I'll tell you what, that bathroom's just too far away.
I
need one up here in the press box.
I'll tell you what, Brad, knock on wood here, but I've had success when I've been doing play-by-play, so if you want me to finish out the drive, I can do it for you.
Here we go.
A break.
10:50, clock's ticking. Garrison needs to throw a long one here. Third and seven. Drops back to pass. He's blitzed. He throws it, and incomplete pass. Good coverage there by the Wildcats as Noah Miner drops that one. That's going to make it fourth down and eight. Basketball season's around the corner.
Sure is, Brad. It's going to be here before you know it. Girls started last week, My little sister Kennedy is on the team. She's a junior. So
they started last week?
They started last week. They started practice.
Oh, practice. Yeah, okay.
They started practices. They're getting after it. Boys will be starting soon.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Coach Key's got a really good group of young ladies this year at Northview.
Most definitely does.
Two receivers of far side, double tight end set. This is where we run a lot out to the left side. Here we go. He's going to throw it. Nope, he's going to be tacked. He's sacked at the 27-yard line. And, Jacob, that's a nail in the coffin.
Yeah,
Keegan Garrison got sacked there.
That could very well be the dagger. There's still 10 minutes to go. Anything can happen. But you know that Jasper is going to be ultra-conservative here. They're going to try to milk the clock because the clock is their friend.
Yep, short field for the Wildcats as they got it first and 10 at the 29-yard line. Well, they moved it back to the 30. Well, what a great year so far for Northview Athletics on WAMB. If you want to jump on board for November, give us a call at the radio station, 812-420-2518, or stop by the radio center at 111 West National. Man hands it off this time to Dawkins. Dawkins going to rush up to the 27-yard line where he picks up three.
Brought down by the sophomore Ike Torbert. Ike's been having a great game. He's had a great year, honestly, Brad. He's been doing a great job
for
that Northview defensive line.
Speaking of Ike Torbert and the broadcast and doing great, tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Got to thank our sponsors, Darla Campbell, Hometown Realty in Brazil. If experience is what matters in real estate, give Hometown Realty a call. Give Darla Campbell a call. And Lynn's Pharmacy, located in Brazil. Wildcat got the ball. Mance takes a snap, hands it off to Dawkins. Dawkins rushes ahead for a pickup of two. Looks like he's tackled there by the big fellow, the bus, Bowen Bussing. You know, one of the things here with us trailing 28-7, the seniors.
Yep.
You got to think about the seniors might be playing in what could be their last football game of their career.
Yep. I mean, really, team sport-wise, we've only had one group of seniors that went out on a win, and that was in 2016 with the Northview Knights. And, you know, being on the other side of things, it's a sad thing, and it sucks. And I know these seniors are going to fight until the end.
Yep, so wing tee for the Wildcats. This time, man hands it off again to Dawkins, and he rushes ahead, and that's going to be a first down. Plus seven for Dawkins. Balls at the 16, and it'll be first down. U.S. Lawns, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Snow's right around the corner. You need snow removal? Give them a call, 812-605-8083. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. You need an insurance quote? Give him a call, 812-208-3244. Wing T for the Wildcats. Double tight ends, two receivers lined up in the slot. One running back and a receiver to the far side. Man under center. Takes a snap. Read option. Keeps it himself. And he's going to be tackled by Bussing at the 14-yard line. So a pickup of six by, or pickup of two by man. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 west of Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Go see Debbie Butler at York Automotive or stop in and tell Rob York you heard us talking about him on the radio. Rob sits on the bench with the Greencastle men's basketball, boys basketball team on the Tiger Cup, so we'll get to see Rob and we'll probably talk to him a little bit during basketball. But stop in York Automotive. Tell him Brad sent you. Here we go, man under center. In motion this time. Man hands it off to Dawkins. Dawkins at the 10, falls forward to about the 8.
Dawkins on the carry for Jasper.
Let's see where they spot it. They're going to spot him down about the 9, so it's going to be a pickup of 2. Dawkins is barreling ahead, and the clock runs. Not much we can do here. We've still got our timeouts, but we got to get a stop first. It's third and 3. Jacob, a lot of Northview fans made the road trip down here, and yep. We got to thank the ones that didn't make the trip and stayed on home at home to listen. Like us on Facebook. Give us a wink. Holler at us. Let us know you're listening, where you're listening from. False start. And that's going to be 5 yards back. And I know one guy's listening. I give a shout-out to him a little bit ago, and that's R.W. Allen. RW down in Tennessee listening to me and you on the radio and listening to, about his grandson and everything else. But I'll tell you what, he's got another little grandson that plays youth football, and I got a chance to coach him, Cale Allen. So just wait a few more years when that little rock star gets up here. Well, it'll be eight quarter Allen come then, because he's a whole bunch of dynamite.
He sure is.
So
future is bright for the Matthew Knights.
Yep. So here we go. Big play here. It's third down and eight with the five-yard penalty. Man under center. He's going to keep it around the left side, and he's going to pass. And it's caught. And touchdown. Touchdown by Nathan Rillo. Nathan Rillo puts up the six-point for Jasper, making it 34-7 on your Great Dane scoreboard with 6:35 to go in the game. Rillo with a nice catch over the shoulder and to drag the defender in.
Yep.
So here we go on the PAT. Jackson Cabrick to kick. Snap, the kick, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard tonight, trail 35-7. We'll be back. You're listening to WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month, or a Renegade up to $8,000 off, and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Parker Jordan with the catch. Parker Jordan gets the kickoff. He's still on his feet. What a run by Parker Jordan. He's still on his feet, pushing to the 45, still going. A team tackle by Jasper. Everybody in on the tackle, and they couldn't take the junior down. Parker, the spark plug Jordan, just terrorized right through there. He caught the ball at about the 20. I know it was only about a 24-yard return, but the last 17 yards of that 24-yard return, he had two guys trying to take him down. What a play by Parker Jordan. Wow.
Hey, love to see it. Hey, heck, let's give it to him now. Let's see if he can just do that all the way to the end zone.
Put him in, let him run the ball, Coach. Here we go. First and 10 for the Knights from the 48-yard line. Corbin Allen on the right side, and it's going to be a pass right across the middle, and I don't know who that was to, if that was to Bradford or Wright, but nobody was paying attention. Well, Keegan Garrison had an outstanding season so far for the Knights. I think him and Braxton Sampson are the only two basketball players we got. I don't think any of the starters. I think... Well, let's see. Easton Morgan plays. Easton's on the roster.
Oh,
he plays.
Easton's got a deadly jump shot, Brad.
Yeah. So these kids will transition right into basketball. So Garrison's the quarterback, takes the snap, hands it off to Allen, left side. Bounces out, cuts the seam, 50, 45, tripped up and falls to the 43, almost broke it loose. Going to be close to first down. Give it to us and let's move on. Another terrible spot. Another terrible spot, but they give us the first down. But that, wow. So the clock runs, 6 minutes to go in the ball game. On your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's trail 35-7. Can't do it without our sponsors, like Morris Manufacturing. Are you looking for a new job, looking for a new career? Go into Morris Manufacturing and apply for a job at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Three receivers are right, double tight end. Garrison in the shotgun. Allen stays in the block. Allen with the help. He throws it deep. He's got Josh Wright wide open. He makes a catch at the 15-yard line. First down, Northview.
Atta kid, Josh Wright. Have a game, my friend.
27-yard pass for Josh Wright. Reception for Josh Wright. Pass for from Keegan Garrison. And, hey, this game ain't over. Even though we're down 28, the game ain't over. Keep playing like your Knights and keep playing with dignity.
That's right.
You never know what could happen. I mean, Reggie Miller scored, what, 135 points in basketball in 9 seconds?
Seemed like it.
Here we go. Double tight end. Hand off to Allen. Seam to the left. Cuts back inside. And he's going to make it up to the 11. And we got some tempers flaring by the Knights and one of the Wildcats go after each other after the whistle. So plus two for Allen.
Yeah, Coach Shelton over there yelling at his Wildcats, tell him to knock it off. We don't need any penalties like that right now.
No. Well, you never need it for unsportsmen like that. Just ask some of the Knights faithful standing over there.
Yep, that's right.
Sportsmanship is number one behind academics.
That's right. Difference between being fired up and being unruly.
Yep. So here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Going to throw it quick out to right. Catches it to 10. The 7. The 5. And out of bounds.
Veteran play by the sophomore. Get out of bounds. Stop
love
the clock.
It. I love it. Josh playing great. Like I said earlier, he's played. I watched him take him off the field in ambulance and youth football. I didn't think he'd ever play football again. And broken leg. I think it was broken leg. I can't remember, but it was really, really bad. And they brought the ambulance right out on the field. And you know what? He was out there in a cast the next week. I think he was at practice the next night.
That's awesome.
Great group of sophomores. The whole group of Northview Knights. But I'm, you know, fond of the sophomores because of my kid being a sophomore as well. But Garrison
touchdown,
takes the snap
baby.
And he gets it in for a touchdown. Quarterback sneak up the middle. Never seen that coming. With third down and one.
Neither did Jasper.
No. Third and one, I figured we would go with a long count, but Garrison went right to the line of scrimmage, took the snap. It may have been a silent count, and ran right in. So
Garrison telling the end zone, I'll be back.
Yeah, so plus seven for Garrison on the touchdown. And so Thomas going to put it up through the uprights and on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail 35-14. We're going to keep it right here, and I want to tell you why. Listen after the broadcast to WAMB for Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk. Every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight, tune in to Indiana Sports Talk with Coach Bob Lovell. It's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports, and it's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Bookmark our webpage and stream us from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. That's WAMBradio.com. Football, basketball, baseball, girls softball, it's all live. Play-by-play by myself, Brad Wallace, and Jacob Harden, and Dave Crooks will be joining us for some of the basketball. We'll see what his schedule allows. So you'll get me and Jacob. You'll get Jacob and Dave. You'll get me and Dave. Heck, you never know. We might get Corey Clark to come back. Onside kick by the Knights, and it's fielded by the Wildcats. Very well played by the Wildcats, and they're going to have it at the 49. We might get Corey home over one of the holiday breaks and might get him on the air.
Got the pleasure to call a game with Corey last year, fill in for you, and it was a fun time. And
I got to listen from 32,000 feet above the air by Delta
right.
Airlines.
That's right.
That's what I need to do. I need to travel. I need to find me a beach somewhere and some nice warm ocean.
You and me both.
Salt water just to tickle my toes. Man. This weather drops, that's all I want is a beach to therapy. Man under center. Should have been a false start, not called. Ball's fumbled. Knights got it. That's going to be Northview football.
That'd be huge.
Unless somebody sneaks it out from underneath in the pile, that's Northview football. Knights the only ones that had a chance, but nope. I don't think so. Yes, it is. It is. It's Northview football.
There we go.
The boss, Bowen Bussing, the senior, comes out with the pigskin.
Hey.
Whoop, whoop.
The bus saying we're not finished. Nothing's over till it's over.
So we got a fumble. It should have been a false start. The running back was there before the ball was snapped, And that's what muffed the handoff. But the bus, Bowen Bussing, the senior, sucks up the vacuum fumble, falls on it. I thought there ain't no way they're going to get that ball out of there, but then you never know.
Yep.
Way to go, Bussing. Great kid. So here we go. A little life in the Knights, 424 and a Great Dane scoreboard, and we trail by 21. Garrison takes the snap, throws it out to Josh Wright. He catches it at the 45. I'm sorry, that's Zach Brown. Zach Brown with the catch. And they're going to get him up to the 44, and that's a Northview first down. Clock's running, though. He didn't get out of bounds. So there's 4:16 to go, and the Knights are in hurry-up mode. Coach Rates will not give up.
No. Neither will this Knights team in general.
No quitting. So here we go. In for the Knights is number two. That's a reserve, and we talked about him. That's Easton Morgan. So Bradford goes in motion. Pass deep. He's got, he just overthrew him. He had a wide open Noah Miner, and he just overthrew him by about maybe 3 yards as he had to get rid of as he was being pressured. Josh Wright went out of the game, and coming in was Easton Morgan, and I don't see him working on Josh. I don't know if he got hurt on that last possession when he made that big catch.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I noticed he was slow to get up a few times, so maybe he's nursing some injury. But
Nicole Gonzalez, our trainer, I don't see her over there working on him, but here we go. Two receivers near side, double tight end, Allen in the backfield. Garrison throws it across the – oh, and Miner had it in his hands again, and it comes out. Man, that's two drop balls by Noah Miner that hit him right in the numbers. Keegan's throwing it right on. And here he comes. There's Josh Wright. He'll come in, and Easton Morgan will go to the sidelines.
Good to see Easton getting some sectional atmosphere playing time. That's awesome to see. He's a hard worker, and
I figure he'll slide right in for Zach Brown next year. So we'll have the what is the country singer Morgan? Not Clint Morgan.
It's not Tracy Morgan, is there? Is
it? I don't know.
Who knows? He's his own country music
singer,
Easton Morgan.
Garrison takes the snap, throws it to the outside, and it's caught by Zach Brown on cue at the 35, and he gets out of bounds. It's going to make it fourth down in inches.
Continue to see the Terminator Keegan Garrison just mow it on through for the first down here.
Yep.
Come on, Knights. It's not over till it's over. Famous words by somebody.
Not over said, till the fat lady. Oh, wait, no. That's not what we're talking about, is it?
Come on, Knights.
Garrison hands the ball off.
Oh.
No,
he kept it.
He got it. He got it.
Great job there by the Terminator to stay on his feet. He was brought back from the line of scrimmage, and he, with a little ounce and a little, I don't even know, a little resurgence there. I don't even know if that's a word. I'm making up words, but that's what it was. He just kept it going, and it's a first down. Let's go, Northview.
Well, I Googled country music singers, and for Morgan, I got Lori Morgan.
Hey.
I was thinking there was a younger up and coming or something with the last name Morgan. We'll have to figure that out. We'll have to get him a tune for Easton.
Hey,
love that name.
We'll figure something out.
He might
have some pipes of a voice. You never know.
Garrison's pass is incomplete, and that's going to make it second down and 10 with 3:30 to go in the game. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Double tight end set. Josh Wright and Zach Brown to the near side. Allen in the backfield. Garrison takes a snap. He drops back to the 45. He's going to throw it, and he gets drilled as he threw it, and it's right out of the hands of Josh Wright, and I think that's only the second drop ball by Josh Wright tonight. That kid has had sticky fingers and has been great. What an outstanding game so far for Josh Wright.
Yeah, he's had a wonderful game, and he's hoping that his wonderful game's not over. Let's see if he can redeem himself here. Look for the Knights to maybe try to go deep again. It's been here lately. It's been working on a few occasions. Let's see if we can get one across here.
Or maybe throw that little screen to Corbin Allen.
And let him go to work.
Let's see what the set is here. It could be. And they could run it to the opposite side this time. Garrison takes a snap. Nope. Allen's going to – oh, and he's hit, almost intercepted There, no flag. Garrison's going to get up slow as he was rocked as he threw that ball. Almost a late hit. That was intended for Zach Brown. It's incomplete.
Wow. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is it. We got to convert here.
Fourth and 10.
Come on.
The season's on the line. I mean, if there's any glimmer of hope being down three scores, you got to get the first down here. We need 11 yards. We need 10 and a quarter yards. We need 22 football lengths. However
right.
you want to do it, we need it. Garrison in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught by Miner.
That a boy.
Miner catches it at the 15-yard line, and it's a Northview first down. We got to hurry, though.
That was huge. Yep. Garrison.
If anything,
back to the
spike
huddle.
The ball. We got a chance for a first down, so spike the football or just snap it. Here we go. Garrison hands it off to Allen. Allen on the outside. Cuts up to the 7-yard line. And it's going to be a pickup of four. And the Knights in hurry up with under three to go on a Great Dane scoreboard.
Tick tock, tick tock. Here we go.
Second
boys.
Down.
Come on now.
Second down and six. Garrison takes the snap, hands it off to Allen. He cuts the seam.
Did he get it?
And it's a touchdown, Northview. Corbin Allen. How did he get that ball across the end zone? Wow. What a run by Corbin Allen. 9 yards. And that's a touchdown
Brad, what do you
for
mean,
the Knights.
What do you mean, how did he get it? He's Corbin Allen. Come on. Now.
I know,
what
right?
What a play.
Yeah,
what a
I know.
Stud.
So, Thomas to kick the PAT. We need all the points we can get. Put it right through the big, bright yellow uprights. Dylan White to hold. First time we've seen Dylan White in action tonight. And Thomas' kick is up and good. So it's 35-21. We'll take a break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights try an onside kick, and it's fielded well by the Nathan Rillo of the Wildcats. So they'll have it first and 10 again where they had it last time on the 48. Fumble that football, Wildcats. Give it back to us and let us try that again. We're only down two touchdowns.
That's right. Knights are making it a ball game. They're saying we're not done until it's over.
Zach Calandrilla and Bowen Bussing and who else is out there that's a senior? Zach Brown, they don't want this night to end.
That's right.
So the ball snapped, and it's handed off to Dawkins. Dawkins carries it up. The Knights are trying to strip it. They're doing everything they can, but they don't get it, and it's going to be blown dead. Timeout Northview. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Your home.
Hometown Pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy.
Downtown Brazil.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, the Knights got to hold them here, Jacob. 2:32 in the game. Man under center. It's going to be a full blitz by the Knights, and it's going to be... Oh, I thought it was fumbled. There's full blitz by the Knights, and in almost taking the handoff was somebody that we haven't talked much about. That's 42 Braxton Sampson. And we got another Northview timeout. 2:19 to go. We'll keep it here. It's third down and 8, and what a blitz. Wow. I think they brought everybody.
I think they did, too, and it worked out for
them. I think the back judge official was charging.
Yeah, I think he was, too. He was trying to help out a little bit, and most he can. So.
Wow. So, 2:19 to go in the game. Let's start talking a little bit about these seniors. We've watched them this season grow. We've watched them get better. Joshon Allen, Stephen Thomas, Justin Dickinson, Jonathan Bradford, Noah Miner, Zach Brown, Zach Calandrilla, Bowen Bussing, Noah Mishler, and Owen Hunsicker. All these players, all these seniors for the Northview Knights, they don't want this night to end, Jacob. They want to keep playing.
That's for sure. And one more thing, too. I'm pretty sure, I think manager Kyle Konechny,
yep.
I think that's how you say his name. He's a senior, too. And I know from experience, managers put in so much work, and they never get enough credit. So.
Here we go. Third down and 8. Tonight's got to get a stop. What do we got going here? Man under center. It looks like we're blitzing again. Here we come. Man gets sacked. First time we've got him behind the line of scrimmage tonight, and it's Parker Jordan and Zach Calandrilla. So that's going to be the final timeout for the Knights, and it's fourth down and 8. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership.
About 10 seconds before I get to you.
Is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, the Knights have the football back with 2:08 to go at the game. It was a great punt down to the 11-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 11. We got to go 89 yards in about a minute. We got to split the difference. We got to get it down here. We need about a three-play drive.
We're out of timeouts, correct?
Yes.
So out of timeout, so see if we can get some sideline catches, go out of bounds, stop the clock, and I'll probably have to spike the ball a few times, but we're going to have to hurry up here.
So it's a snap, and Garrison rolls around. He throws it out of bounds, or caught to Zach Brown. Enough for a first down. He's out of bounds. That takes up 6 seconds. So it's first and 10 from the 22.
Good job to move the chains early. Got to keep it going. Got to work quick, just like you're saying, Brad. I mean, it's awesome to see the guys in the white jerseys out there, the maroon and silver. They do not want this to end. They want to keep on fighting, and they're going down to the last second here.
And he takes a snap, and he's going to throw it deep, and he's got a wide open Zach Brown. He makes the catch at the 41-yard line.
They got to hurry.
What a
hurry.
Pass. The Knights are beating the officials to the ball. They stop the clock to set the chains, and we got a 19, what is it? The 41-yard line. They still don't have the chain set. They're trying to wheel the clock, and they don't have the chain set. Garrison takes the snap. He drops back to throw it again. He throws it out to the sidelines. It's incomplete. That's no harm, no foul.
Love the fight, Brad. I love the fight. Come on, boys. Let's go. Keep it going. Man, that chain gang has gotten their workout tonight. They had a jog out to spot the ball, and then they had a jog out being rushed by the Knights offense. They're getting the workout in today.
35-21 with 1:46 to go to end the game, and your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights have the ball, second and 10 from the 41. We got about 18 or 20 seconds here, and we need to put it in the end zone. Double tight end set. Garrison takes the snap, drops back to pass, throws it. Brown catches it out of bounds right at the 30-yard line. That's going to be a first down for the Knights. Knights got to hurry. So it's first and 10 Northview.
Tell you, this is the most on the edge I've really been all year on my seat.
Yep.
This is an intense game, and it's fun to watch. Fun
yep,
to watch
if you tuned in late, the Knights were trailing at halftime 21 to nothing. They're making a run by here. It's a little late, but it ain't too short. Here we go. Garrison takes snap, rolls around this time to his left. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be incomplete. Oh, my goodness, that's a late hit. Wow. Wow.
Coach Shelton's furious.
Josh Wright shaking it off and walking out, but wow, that was a late hit.
Oh, I thought I saw the flag.
No, it wasn't a flag. It should have been. So it's second down and 10 with a minute 34 to go. 14 seconds, guys. We got to get it in the end zone. Get that score. Maybe try the onside away from number 7.
Yeah.
Here we go. Two receivers left. Two receivers to the right. Allen in the backfield. Snap, fakes it to Allen. Allen stays up to block. He goes to the end zone. That's incomplete. Incomplete intended for Bradford. This is where we miss you, Mr. Gordon.
Yep.
So it's third down and 10.
Let's fight back, find a way to win this so we can have Mr. Gordon next week. Big play, biggest play of the year. Right here, let's go. Come on, Northview.
Well, third and 10, here we go, minute 27. Garrison takes a snap, rolls around his left, throws it. It's going to be caught and out of bounds by Zach Brown, and it's a first down Northview.
Zach Brown doing such a great job. He's a veteran player out there. He's catching the ball, and he's going straight out of bounds, knowing they got to stop the clock. We got 1:21 to work with here, Brad.
1:21. We need to score right here, though. Mathematically, we need to score here, and that leaves us 80 seconds. That's about where we've been so far right now with this drive.
Yep.
So here we go. Zach Brown and Josh Wright to the far side. Double tight end set. Corbin Allen, don't run the football. We're doing great. They're blitzing. Let's throw it again. Garrison throws it out, and he overthrows. Oh, I don't know. I didn't like that play. He was well covered. I don't like that call because he wouldn't have got out of bounds if he made the catch.
Yep.
So that was to Noah Miner across the flat, and he'd have caught it at the hash mark.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing he didn't catch it right there. Then you would have been scrambling to try to hurry up and either get a playoff or spike it to stop the clock.
Well, 1:17 to go. Come on, Northview. Keegan Garrison, double tight end. It's our bread and butter right here. Get it to Corbin out of the backfield. He's going to roll around his right. He's going to throw it across the middle, and it's caught by Noah Miner at the 5-yard line. It's a first down, so we'll get a clock stoppage for the chains, but there's no chains, so we just have to wait on the spot. We have to get there and spike it. We can't spike it from the shotgun. They're going to run a play. 1:09, clock's running. Timeout, Jasper. The Wildcats call timeout.
Man.
We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Whether buying or selling property, Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com.
Hometown Pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy.
Downtown Brazil.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
107 to go in the game. The Knights have it first and goal from the three. 1:07 to go on the clock. Trail by 2 touchdowns. 35-21 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Keegan Garrison keeps it up the middle. Touchdown, Northview Knights! Keegan Garrison, 3-yard touchdown Knights. And it's 35-27. Holy cow! Harry Carey said it best. Let's fly the W. Let's tie this thing up. Let's get this point after Stephen Thomas, and then let's go for another onside, and let's do it again.
Right down.
And the kick is good. This Great Dane scoreboard tonight's 35, the Knights hopefully 35, but it's 28. Hate to confuse y'all. So here we are, 1:04 to go in the game. The Knights have to kick off. We've tried two onsides, and number 7, Nathan Rillo, has recovered both of them. Let's kick it away from him. Well, here we go. We're not going to take a break, folks. We're going to keep it right here so we don't miss out. You don't miss out on this. I am so excited. So we want you to be excited, too. And we can't do this without our sponsors. We got to thank all of them, especially our scoreboard sponsor, Great Dane Trailers of Brazil.
Well, Mr. Thomas, if there is ever a time to get your first onside kick recovery of the year, now's the time.
Yep.
It's all coming down to this. There was one time, I've talked about him all night, Pat McAfee once onside kicked it and recovered it himself. Can Stephen Thomas, for the brand, the onside kick? Here we go.
And it's a kick, and it is almost recovered by the Knights, but it was falling on by number 80. That is... Man, what a play there by, I don't even see an 80 on the roster. But anyway, Jasper fell on the football, and that's going to probably do it. We don't have any timeouts. They can go into victory formation with 1:03 to go. And what a comeback by these Northview Knights. We're going to fall short tonight. But, folks, what a battle by the Northview Knights and Coach Rates led the seniors. Oh, they take the snap. They take the knee. And that's going to wind the clock down.
We'll have 3 seconds to at least try something, won't we?
No.
Because there was 1:03, 25 seconds.
No, it's 40 seconds.
Oh, it's 40 seconds.
So.
Okay, well, darn it. I tried. Yeah. I tried.
Well, here we go. I hate to say it. The night season's going to come to an end. We're going to fall by a touchdown to the Jasper Wildcats. And before we go any further, kudos to Mr. Mann and company, Blake Mann, and the Jasper Wildcats, and we wish them the best of luck going forward. They got a big road ahead of them facing all the Evansville schools, so I hate to see it for the seniors, but we're going to fall short as the Knights fall 35-28 on a gallant effort to come back. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month, or a Renegade up to $8,000 off, and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off,
And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, the Northview Knights season comes to an end as we fall to the Jasper Wildcats 35-28. Jacob, it's been a great season. Nothing to be down about for these Northview Knights as they battled hard and they battled strong. Led by a bunch of seniors. Got to give one more big shout out to the seniors as they've done a great job. Coming in and kicking this season for one season is Stephen Thomas. Stephen Thomas kicked a 35-yard PAT tonight. Great job for Stephen Thomas. Jonathan Bradford, big shoes to fill tonight. He come in and stepped in for the suspended Elias Gordon, and a great night for Jonathan Bradford. Noah Miner, great catches tonight. Been a star all season. Came in on defense, played for Elias being out. Great job by Noah Miner. Bowen Bussing, what a standout. What a great young man, great player. We coined him the Bus. He's been in there tonight. He came up with a big fumble recovery that when we were down by three scores really made a change and put a charge in these Northview Knights. Noah Mishler, outstanding. Kids played all season, played really strong, played really hard. What a great season for him. Then you've got a kid that, you really can't say too much about because he's done everything. Offense, defense, special teams. Zach Calandrilla played in his last high school football game. What a career that young man has had. I had the opportunity to watch him grow up at youth football. His grandpa, Big Jer, as they call him, Jerry Calandrilla, coached. I think they were the Sycamores when they won the Super Bowl out of youth football. Then I remember one year they only had about nine players. They were going to have to forfeit, and Zach said, no, we're going to play football, Grandpa. We're going to play. Kudos to Zach Calandrill and a great season. Owen Hunsickler, also a senior. Also a senior on this team was Justin Dickinson and Joshon Allen. Northview Falls tonight, 35-28 in sectional 24 from Jasper. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back, and we'll give out the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. You've been listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important
okay,
to have an agent
you can
trust.
Okay, here's the player of the game commercial.
I'm Chad Schottmeyer,
30 seconds, guys.
Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask.
Oh, just make it
don't
me.
Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium for tonight's broadcast as the Northview Knights fell 35-28 by 7, one touchdown to the Jasper Wildcats. The Wildcats were led by their quarterback, Blake Mann, who rushed for well over 200 yards and four touchdowns. Jacob, it's going to be hard tonight to watch these seniors walk off the field, but something we got to do before we do that is we got to give away the Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Player of the Game. And tonight we're going to do two. We're going to do two players of the game, one on offense, one on defense. I'm going to give you the defensive player of the game. He plays offense and he plays defense. He's played for 4 years. He tried basketball and didn't like it. He tried baseball, didn't like it. He stuck with football. Straight A student, great athlete. Tonight, he led the charge for the Knights offensively and defensively. And when we needed a stop and we needed to get the ball and we needed to, you know, something to change, we just scored our second touchdown. We had an opportunity. The bus, Bowen busing, got the fumble recovery, fired this Knights up. We scored two touchdowns. All we needed was the onside kick to get the ball back to give the offense another chance. Tonight's defensive player of the game, wearing number 55 in his last football game at Northview High School, Bowen Bussing. For the offensive side, who you got?
I tell you what, Brad. This kid, I met him substitute teaching in Northview. He came to me with a great pun before I even knew who the kid was, and from then on, I had so much respect for him. He is built like a brick house. He is like a brick chimney tonight because he was the kennel for the fire tonight for this Northview team. He kept them in it. He was the one energetic out there, keeping the guys in it, keeping the spirits high, and he made so many big plays throughout the whole game, but especially here at the end of the game to keep it going and keep it going in the right direction. And the player of the game offensively has to go to the man who will be knee-deep in the water somewhere with some chicken fried, Zach Brown. Heck of a kid. I'm so proud of him. He's somebody that I'm glad I've gotten to know over the past month after I had him in class. Every time I see him at the games, I always go talk to him, dap him up, as they like to say, with the handshake. And he's always so respectful. He's wise beyond his years. And whatever he decides to do after high school, whether it be pursue a football career in college or just go do whatever he wants to do, trade school, he's going to do a great job. The kid's a beast. The kid's a monster, and he had a wonderful year. Zach Brown is the Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Offensive Player of the Game.
All right, and we're going to give special kudos to two special teams players tonight. One of them with a great kickoff return. Great job by Parker Jordan tonight. He got a short kick and ran it about 35, 37 yards. And the last 17 of it, he had half the Jasper Wildcats on his back. And another one. The kid, I don't know, I think he only missed three field goals the whole season, and that Stephen Thomas ended his career, the senior did, with a 35-yard point after attempt, and we knew he had a long one in him, and we finally got one out of him. So tonight we got the Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, players of the game. Offensively, it was Zach Brown. Defensively, it was the bus, Bowen Bussing. And on special teams, we're going to give kudos to two people, Parker Jordan and Stephen Thomas. Well, Jacob, that's going to do it from Northview, or from Jasper, for our last Northview football broadcast. The Northview Knights fall 35-28. Wishing Jasper the best of luck as they travel forward in this sectional. As next week, they will host the winner of either Evansville Modern Day or Evansville, let's see, I don't remember who it was. I looked it up earlier, Evansville Wrights or Evansville Central. Well, next up for us will be basketball. We'll be inside the friendly compound of Northview High School as the Northview Knights, Lady Knights, take on the Riverton Park Lady Panthers at 7:15 p.m., 7 o'clock pregame on November the 19th. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, WAMBRadio.com. Find our schedule as we're going to transition to basketball. So, for one last time, the Northview Knights fell 35-28 to the Jasper Wildcats. Great job, Northview Knights. Great job, coaches. Mark Rates, Dennis Rates, the whole, you know, Chris Sabo, all of them. What a great job with these young men. And next season, just right around the corner, Jacob.
That's right.
That's going to do it for tonight. For Dennis Porter back in the studio, Dave Crooks listening live at home from DLC Media, giving us the opportunity and giving you the opportunity to listen live. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. We got a long drive home. Everybody be safe. Look out for them furry white-tailed deer. And be careful. Until next time, God bless.
Talk to you later, guys. Drive safe coming home.
WAMB. This game has been brought to you by.
I'll see you later, Jacob.
Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.